So we've been suggesting for Adam HaMazik that there's a range of shitos. There's a range of shitos technically in terms of what, you know, the parameters of Adam HaMazik, when it applies, when not. Particularly the question of, again, you know, what level of onus or other circumstances would be an exception to what is seen typically as the chiyuv of Adam HaMazik that is very, very pervasive. Of course, an exception to that view in general, I should add, is the view of the Migdal Oz in the Rambam. The Migdal Oz in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chova, we'll read a couple of the lines in just a couple of minutes, you know, takes the view that, Kedarko, that, you know, not just to justify the position of the Rambam, but he actually makes the Rambam, like, you know, well, he doesn't understand why people are asking questions on the Rambam, you know, the Ravid, you know, and others, you know, of course there's a Ptur Onus and Adam HaMazik. The only time you're ever going to be Chayiv in Adam HaMazik is if you do it B'Chavana, and that's like Mefurash and all the Gemaras in Bava Kamma, right? Including Gemara in Chavam Medbeis, Petza Tachas Potza, he says that's like an explicit Gemara, that you have to be Mazik. So a lot of people scratch their head, you know, about that Migdal Oz. It comes under very scathing attack from the Marshal in the Am Shalshalma, the piece that I told you to look at, if you got a chance, Perakei Halacha Tes. So he doesn't just go after him, you know. Here, this is the Migdal Oz, just so you'll... Sometimes you have to see it to believe it. But again, the Migdal Oz was very extreme... apologist for the Rambam, or defender of the Rambam. Sometimes it becomes an apologist. Sometimes he has good and interesting, you know, insights along the way. But there are times when he's very, very tambua, you know. So here in Perek Vav, he actually says, you know, commenting on the Ravid, you don't even know what he means half the time. But Ani Omer Atma, he's talking about the Ravid. Mi dummy hezek mamono lamazik biatzmo. Actually, he thinks that hezek mamono is more likely to be chayiv without zadon than adam is. Okay, that's pretty radical. Hadin shekosav arayvid myri bishnei shvarim. Right, o balabai sheyesh lo kavana. Skipping a little. This is all perek vav halacha aleph halacha gimel. Ukvar kosav. Rambam, Behilchos, Nezik, Nizke Mamon, etc. Avozeh Adin, Shekasav, Rambam, Kan, Huba Adam Amazik, Mamon Chaverish, Adam Muad Leolam, Viesh Lo Kabana. Ubishalon Iskavnu Lomachayv. He actually seems like he interprets the words Adam Muad Leolam to mean that whenever an Adam is a Muad, then he's Chayev. Right. In other words, an Adam always has to be a Muad. That's how he understands the Rambam. But if you're not a Muad, then of course you're Potter, you know, even more so than a Behema. Then he says, Kid Isa beperiketzad, Haregel, Umbochinan la medichsiv petza tachas potza, v'chein hitkil v'gomar kol haperek, ukidamash mashili periketzad haregel, uperik haminiach, right? Uperik hakones, meaning... The Rambam just writing over the Gemaras. The lo mechayev ad sheyazik bezodon ubekavana, kamosh mefarish besamuch, ubehedja sikna shilei ketzad regel she'en adam chayev ela bekavana, umuchach la mikra de petza tachas patza. So again, how he reads the Gemaras or the Rambam or anybody is very, very hard to imagine. Just talking about the range, you know. That's what he says. So the Shul Shlomo, you know, really, really doesn't like it, and he dismisses the Migdal. It's not the only time in Shul Shlomo either, although I'm not an expert in Shul Shlomo's, but I've seen a few others where he's done this as well. He basically, you know, strongly, as I say, dismisses this idea. But he also dismisses the Migdal Oz, like in general. Okay. So I'm just going to find the line. Just interesting. Ma'ara. Yeah. I'm not finding it. One second. Anybody else saw it? Or have it?
Yeah.
I'm not making this up, right? One second. We'll get back to the Yom Shel Shlomo later on in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I have the line.
You have the line? Go ahead. Oh, here it is. I got it also. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go, go.
The
Chol Dvar of Teusim Vapuchim, Kichein Darko Bavamaseno Harabim. Right? Ayin Perik Achol Belsen and Pes. Okay. So anyway, that's like one extreme. But the point I'm trying, the bigger point I'm trying to make is that what we have found is that when it comes to Adama, again, the Migdalos and the Rambam aside, and this one is really very, you know, this is really unjustifiable. But that aside, we have a range of views. The typical view is that Adam Muad the Olam doesn't mean that Adam always has to be a Muad, right? It means that, you know, that the standard of Adam, you know, is higher, you know, or the threshold of his patur is different than anything else. But within that, what we found is that there's like a major debates about what that means for a whole bunch of cases. So technically in the cases, there's arguments. Part of that is also a debate about what level or factors are poter, right? Especially levels of ones, as we've been discussing. Ones, you know, gamor, ones of Gneva, ones of Aveda, those kind of questions. And in addition, what we tried to do for the last couple of days is to suggest that this also reflects the question of different mechaibim and the extent to which Adam HaMazik even belongs, you know, with the Nizkei Mamon or with Chovel, like in the range. Again, it's, you know, in between the two, you know, where does it go in terms of Shmiras Atzmo, in terms of Maisa Hezek? Then the question of, you know, Misasek and Ones, or certain levels of Misasek, or certain types of Misasek, or certain types of Ones, or certain levels of Ones, and their general impact on Maisim, right, and on formal Maisim and practical Maisim, etc. So that's really what we have been doing. So in the course of all of that, and, you know, seeing the different Shitos, the last thing that we discussed yesterday was the Rambam. I was trying to make the point opposite of the Migdalos, namely that the Rambam doesn't have a patur onus at all, and that basically even when the Rambam is, but that there's confusion in the Rambam because he has cases where what might have been Adam Mamazik, or cases, for example, where the Ravid thinks that you are chayv b'toras Adam Mamazik in the case of the Sulam, which the Rambam calls Koach Shemayim. And in the case of Hiziku, right, Zeh, you know, in a situation of Shneim Bershus or Shneim Einam Bershus. So, you know, again, the Ravid disagrees in both cases. The Ravid thinks that, you know, Adam Yubichai for Adam Amazik in those cases. So if you look at the Magid Mishnah and some of the other notes of Kalim as well, their idea is that that is Onus Gomor. Those cases are onus gomor. And you can't blame them. The Kesem Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, all the, you know, local notes of Kalim and the Rambam, whenever the Rambam says that one of these cases is potter, takes the view that this is this level of onus even the Rambam embraces. And what I was trying to suggest was, number one, the stiras in the Magid Mishnah, because he himself, when he portrays the majority view or the, you know, the consensus view, call it, of the Rishonim, you know, seems to say, again, unless you have this other girsa of HaRambam Lo Cholek, but the Pashtus is that he wrote HaRambam Lo Chilek. And yet he himself, whenever he encounters, you know, one of these exceptions, says, oh, that's Onas Gomor. So again, you know, it could be he's dealing with a difficult, you know, group of Rambams. You know, they can't blame him. And each time he's commenting on what he thinks is the truth. And definitely another way to look at it is to suggest that, you know, they're onsim and they're onsim, just like we've been saying. Maybe the line of, you know, which onsim are hapkos amaisa, which are, just typically pturim, but that doesn't apply. Adam Mazik will apply here. So Koach Shemayim and Ezeku Zebazeb maybe are different. It's hard to explain a little bit why they're different as own sim in terms of, Ruach She'ena Mitsuya or a case of Besasek, right? Unless you think that, Ruach She'ena Mitsuya like global warming, so Ruach She'ena Mitsuya isn't so Eina Mitsuya, Nor'easters or whatever they call them. Situations like that. But the fact is that, the Kesef Mishnah at least calls out the Magen Mishnah on it, and there do seem to be seers there. So what I was trying to suggest was, I was trying to add a little bit of difficulty and then, use that to make a suggestion. The added difficulty is, why does the Rambam deal with Adam HaMazik twice? Once a Perek Aleph, once a Perek Vav. When he deals with them, he deals with them in slightly different fashion. For example, he only mentions Onus. Ironically, in Perek Vav, one would have thought that he mentioned Perek Aleph because Pasuk, Pesach Tachas Patsa, is actually by Chovel. But he actually mentions it more in Adam HaMazik. He does mention Er and Yashen in Perek Aleph. Okay, because the Nisuchim are slightly different. Particularly in the Nisuchim, what interested me was, that the Shogeg is Kizadon, or Onus is Kizadon. And again, that's a Gemara. So, not a Tamua. But, when you say that, it could mean one of two things, right? One is that, there's no difference between Shogeg and Mezid. But you could say that simply by saying Bain Shogeg, Bain Mezid, right? Sometimes, if you want to add a flourish, you could say, Shogeg is Kizadon. But sometimes, when you say Shogeg is Kizadon, and you mean to say more than Bain Shogeg, Bain Mezid, what you might be saying is that in this context, right, the reason that it's Bain Bain is because even the Shogeg is a Zadah. It's not, but it's treated as a Zadah. I mean, it's not that, Shogeg is enough, it's that Shogeg al Pidin is Zadah. So I think it's at least worth noting, it's a finding, you could call it, that the Rambam has these subtle differences, including that one. In addition to that, you also have this idea of, this. This idea of Koach Shemayim in Perek Vav, and not in Perek Aleph, right? And you also have, and this is what we were discussing, the difference between a seeming discrepancy, between Huzkuzezeh, which, is Patur, according to the Gemara Memches. We'll read that Gemara inside just a second. As opposed to Heziku Zeze, which the Gemara seems to say is Chayiv. But when the Rambam quotes these dinim, again, you have two sugyas, Memches and Lamed Beis, but when the Rambam quotes these dinim, he actually quotes the chiluk between Heziku and Huzku in Perek Aleph, and he seems to say Heziku or Huzku in Rishus Shnehem or Rishus She'ena Shel Shnehem in Perek Vav. Is that correct? Am I saying it correctly? I think so, right? Again, in Perek Aleph, it is Adam Mu'ud Liolam, Bain Shogeg, Bain Mezid, Bain Er, Bain Yashin, you don't have any Harehu, Kemezid. Right? Bain Shikor, he doesn't have onus at all. Imchaval Bechaber Ohizik, Mishalim and Yafish and Ben Chasa. Then you have the distinction of Yashin Chayev Vishalim, like the Rishalmi itself in the Ramban, because of the other guy. It's not a Ptur Onus. Right? Onus Man Tekar Shemei at all. And then you have Misha Nafal Menagag Beruach Mitzuya Vezika, that you're Chayiv Arba Dvarim Upatum and Aboshes. Nafal Beruach She'ena Mitzuya Chayiv Benezek Bovad Upatum Idala Dvarim. The Ram doesn't say that it's limited in any way. Then you have in Halacha Tezayin Hamazik Eschavero Bechavana Bechom Makom Chayiv Bechamisha Dvar. That's obvious. That's a Gemara. Just because somebody, even if somebody's in your Rishus illegally, you have the right to throw them out. but you don't have the right to damage him. Right? And then the poskim discuss, let's say the only way to get him out is to beat him up and to throw him out or to damage him. Right? So that's the discussion. Right? But per se, that's not a chiddush in the Rambam. That's mefurash in the Gemara. She'aval b'sheish r'shosot tzio in r'shosot zika. Aval im huzak ze she'nechnas b'balabayis. Right? Harei balabayis potur. V'im huzak bo balabayis chayiv. V'pnei she'nechnas shelo b'rshos. Okay. And then the Rambam adds, ha'yu shneim b'rshos ha'shneim shelo b'rshos. Huzku ze baze shnehem pturim. So the din of huzku, right, is shnehem pturim in the case of shnehem brishus or shnehem shalom brishus, and that's consistent with what the Gemara says on mem ches amid al. But the Rambam doesn't say hiziku ze baze when shnehem brishus that that's okay. Now balabayas shehizik, it's implicit that that is going to be Shalob Chabana is going to be Patur, Birshus Balabayas. That's clear from the first part of the Rambam. Implicit, but clear. So basically what the Rambam is saying is when it comes to Rishus Sheinu Shel Shneim or Rishus Shehu Shel Shneim, right, there's only Patur is Huzku. Everybody with me? Okay, we'll see in a minute. That's the Gemara. Now, Ari, have the Gemara? And Mem Chesam and Aleph? Yeah, Omar Rava, just look at that very quickly. Yeah, we'll get that in a second. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Gazul Tamayu. Okay. So this is pretty clear, Brisa. What is it, Rava, that Shneim Brishus, endorsed by Rava, that Shneim Brishus or Shneim Shalom Brishus, Hiziku Zeze Chayavim, Huzku Zeze Pturim. What does Hiziku and Huzku mean? That's also a little bit part of the story. So according to Rashi, Haziku means Kari Bain Miskavin Lashain, Bain Shane Miskavin Mia Biadayim Haziku. That's the Pashtos. And Huzku is Shazaya Obed Bimakomo, Bob Alabayas, Benit Kalbo. Okay? I mean, you did something, or you were passive and somebody got damaged by you as a passive, you know, landmark or something. Somebody bumped into you and they got injured. Oh. So that is the. That is the Gemara. So that sounds like the Gemara is mechalik between Haziku and Huzku. And the Rambam in Perek Aleph is faithful to that. If you look at Rashi, Ari, go ahead. Chayavim, Timidzakon Lashon Lam Bein Miskavim Lashen and Miskavim.
Because it's not Ramaniach, the Afamabiz, Shnaim Shoyim Halchem Rishus Rabin, Haziku Zezeh, Turin. Huzku, who Lodak Lashen.
Yeah, that's the Mishnah on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. Right? Which seems to go against the Gemara here. Shneim shem mahalchem b'shus arabim, echad rotz echad mahalech, or shneim rotzim, ve'ziku ze ze, shneim ptur. So Rashi's response to that, and others pick up on it, it's a big discussion here on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Tosas on Lamed has it here, right? Has a discussion here on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Right, so kol echad gorm le'atzmo chavalav. The question is, are we talking about the same thing at all or not? Fine. And then you have the okay. You have a whole discussion here, but Rashi basically says that the word haziku in this mission has to be redefined as huzku, right? For the sugyas to align with each other. Either way, the Rambam, right? What did the Rambam do? So the Rambam has. In Perek Aleph, he has it like the Gemara in Mem Chesamid Aleph. Correct? Now look at Perek Vav for a second. So again, the Rambam here is Hamazik Mamun Chaver Chayv L'Shalem Nezek Shalem Bein Sheya Shogeg, Bein Sheya Anus, Harehu Kemezid. That's my first diuk. He mentions Anus. He mentions that even Anus is a Mezid. Right? He didn't mention Anus explicitly before. Now he's mentioning it and telling not only Bein Bein, right? He has Bein Bein. But then he has Harehu Kemezid. I think it's important. Clearly he's talking about Adam HaMazik Mamun Chaveru. That's how he starts. In Perek Aleph he's speaking about both. Clearly, right? Chov v'chaveru and mazik adam chaveru. Then you have even a pasuk, makeh behemi shamena, right? Nafo min agag shavar sakelim or shiber sakelim, oh shenitkal kishuhu mahalech nafal kli shavar chayim. Fine. Echad harik bemto shachaveru shavar kelev kareh begadav kotetitiosav hakol dinecha. Bamedvar mamur b'shus hanizak, al b'shus hamazik eno chayv l'shalem, right? Elim hizik bezadon. Aval bishkaga o baones potter. That's the bailin. Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. There might be chidushim in that too. The chain im hayu shneim bershus or shneim shelo bershus vihizik echad mehen mamon chavero shelo bechavana potter. So here the Ram says hizik, and that's what the Raibid says. Amar Ram dinza ena mechuvar da filu shneim bershus or shelo bershus v'loha v'yada bei. Im heziku chayavin, aval husku zeba zepturim. Okay, so there seems to be, in addition to the other, why did the Rambam have it twice? Why does he say bein bein and omits anus and doesn't say kemezid there, but he says it here? This, I'm trying to build up a case, obviously. So, in addition to that, there seems to be a stira, whether he's mechalik, whether the issue, the thing that's potur is husku or heziku. Correct? And the Raivit isn't talking about the stira, but the Raivit is calling him out because it's against the Gemara on Memches Amanala. If you look at the Magen Mishnah and the other Nosa Kalim, they mostly resolve this without making much of a. They don't, you know, beam Tomar it so much, but they kind of Derech Agav invoke Rashi. Oh, when Rambam says Ezekiel, he means huzku. Or some of them say the opposite. When the difference between huzak and hizik is a smaller difference than you might think. The other thing that they point out is that the Rambam seemed to have interpreted the Gemara, the Gemaras, but particularly the Gemara in Memches Amud Aleph, differently than Rashi. Because Rashi interprets the Gemara in terms of balabayas and so on, right? In terms of how does it go again? Ra'a, is that it?
Lo yadabe.
What?
Lo yadabe.
Lo yadabe. So, and the way Rashi interprets, and this is what Nosa Kalim point out, is that what? No, so, what will happen? What does everything depend on here? Let's say the balabayas. Right? This is a huge and important debate. Let's say the Balabais knows that somebody's in his Rishus, you know, Shalom Bershus, right? But he has no Kavana to do the Hezek. So it seems like, according to Rashi, he would still be Chayev for Adam HaMazik, even though it's his Rishus. Whereas the Rambam seems mostly, right, to be emphasizing not yoda, but niskave. Okay, that's something, again, that the Magid Mishnah, you know, points out. Here, let's just very, very quickly, here in Halacha Gimel, the Magid Mishnah says, okay, not so much, sorry. The Magen Mishnah Perek Vav. In Perek,
In Perek Aleph.
No, I'm sorry. Also in Perek Aleph. In the end of the piece, right? Halakha Tazai. Ubemakom Yadale, Kasav Rabbeinu Bechavana. Ve'odius Bar Beperek Shishi. Umasha Omru Husku Zeba Zepturim. Diktiku Sheonsim Gemurim Pator. Bahem. Af Benizakin. Kemosha Kasapti Lamala. So again, this is the Magen Mishnah Lishitaso. Why are Huzku? This isn't the problem, Rambam. This is the Rambam writing the Gemara Mem Chesam and Aleph Kipshuta. Why is Huzku Zeba Zepator? Ones. Okay, what I'm going to argue, obviously, is that Huzku Zeba Zeh is not Potter because of Ones. Huzku Zeba Zeh is a great example where there's no Maisa Hezek or no Mechayev of Maisa Hezek. He didn't do anything. The guy was, he instead of hitting a wall, he hit into you. Right? You don't need Onus for that. Correct? But the Magen Mishnah already, his head is spinning from these Rambams. You know, he thinks Lo Chilek, and then he keeps finding, Onus Gomors. So he's assuming Huzku is, I'm not saying can't say that, is an Onus Gomor, Lishitasa. And he's also pointing out that for the Rambam, Kasa Rabbeinu Bechavana, as opposed to Ria. Similarly, the Lecha Mishnah goes further with this. He already anticipates what the Magid Mishnah says later. Medivra Abeinu, Kvima Shapirsha Rabba Magid Khan, Umiparig Bav, Masha Kasav Layada, Eina Rota Lomar the Lo Ra'a, Shinichan Seth Sokin Pirsh Rashi, Alafir Ra'o, right? Shalom Chavana, Chayavim, Masha Kasav the member, the Shneim Bershus, Haziku Zebaze Chayavim, Huzku Pturim, Lav Dafko, Huzku, Lechud, Dafilo Haziku Nami Maya, Shalom Chavana Pturim, Haziku Shalom Chavana, right? Have Kehuzku. He's already anticipating, this is a Lecha Mishnah in Perek Aleph, is already anticipating the problem in Perek Vav. But basically, this is what the Magen, you'll see in a moment, this is what the Magen Mishnah says in Perek Vav. The reason I'm going into detail, I'm just trying to show you. You have these Rambams, the classical Mefarshia Rambam took a certain approach to it, understandably. And I'm trying to suggest an alternative to it. Okay? Lefi zeh masnisin lamed beis amed aleph, deshnaim shoyim ahalkam bederech mihiziku zeh zeh, Turin, Matzino Leukme Kipshuto, the Lokid Varchagrashi. The Lecha Mishnah here, based on the Magen Mishnah there, is saying the opposite of Rashi. Namely, when the Mishnah says on Lamed Beis Haziku, and the Sugin Memches says Huzku, right, they meant the same thing, but not because Lamed Beis is Lavdafko and should be written Huzku, like Rashi. But because Memches, the chiluk isn't between Haziku and Huzku, it's between the Chavana and Shaloba Chavana. But that's true, according to him, not only for the Balabayas. It's true for Shneim Bershus and Shneim Einem Bershus as well. So it comes out, by the way, even if it was only in the Balabayas, it would be fascinating. We'll see in a moment the language of the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah later on in a second. Abel Rashi Derech Hakeres, the Pirish Layada Ratzom Shalom Ra'o Babalabayas, right? Afapishu Hizuk Shalom Chavana Chayiv. V'huzku Mimela Lechud Hudepturim. So, you have to understand, this is a huge Machlokas HaRishonim in Adam HaMazik. Right? It would be enough for the Balabayas, but even more so if it applies beyond the Balabayas. In other words, what constitutes, is it Kavana mean Kavana Lahazik? Or kavana means like that, or ri'ia that you, or yedia that you know he's there, right? Now again, if it's a question of shmiras atzmo, probably yedia, is more prominent. If you really require ma'isa hezek, just the fact that somebody's in your possession, in your domain, shalub or shus, doesn't necessarily mean that turns what you do into a ma'isa hezek. Right? So this might actually be a difference in that. Just give me one more second and then I'll take the question. Then he points out that, it seems like a stira in the tour. Divrei tour, this is the Lecha Mishnah talking. T'mui metzli, the metchila nira, did not tell a pirush Rambam. Right? Im shogeg potter balabayas. Acher kein min hoyu shneim bershus, it sounds like Rashi. Oh, tzor chiyun. So if you ask me, you might be actually mechalek between them. Meaning, when it comes to the Balabayas, in his own Rishus, right? Both from the perspective of Shmiras Atzmo, frankly, but especially from the perspective of Maisa Hezek, Right? If he doesn't know that he's doing a Maisa Hezek in his own, and he's just going about his business, his own Rishus, just because he happens to know that there's some other person or animal in the Rishus, that's a factor in being Magdir Maisa Hezek. So it makes sense in this argument between Rashi and the Rambam, if you ask me, to be Mechalek between the Balabayas and Shneim Rishus or Shneim Shenim Rishus. I don't think it's a steer in the Torah. Okay, it's fascinating. Again, we'll see in a moment. But the Amshel Shlomo mostly also deals with this question. Obviously, comes after them, and he's after the Kesef Mishnah at least, contemporary of the Kesef Mishnah, and he ends up being convinced that even Rambam holds like Rashi. But along the way, some of the questions that he asks to try to demonstrate that is is it possible that you'd be Mechalek between these different scenarios, like between, Adam, Hamazik, Mamon, and Adam, Hachovel, in this question, or between Balabayas and Shneim Bershus, or Shneim Shelo Bershus? But if you ask me, I think that there's a very compelling case to be made, to be Mechalik. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. We had a question first.
I just have part of the Rashi about Yadavay. It was based off the technical Gemara issue, meaning it seems to be not focused around the Papa.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, for us to do the Tameyu, and there's a Girsi issue with the Tameyu and Tameyu.
Okay.
And then it's also Dalma Rava became a Papa.
Yeah.
So if Rashi is like the Papa, it has to be Lo Yadavay. Is that how she does the Papa?
Lo Yadavay as opposed to Lo Chivein or whatever. Okay, I mean, but does that take away? You think Rashi doesn't mean it and he's just beholden to the words? Could be, you could be right about that. Certainly the Magen Mishnah doesn't understand it that way. And the Amshel Shlomo likes Rashi so much that he thinks even the Rambam holds that way. And he's very antagonistic, I'll read a couple lines in a minute, to the whole Magen Mishnah, approach, etc.
There's nothing in the verse itself that makes you think it's
Loyota. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. Either way, what ends up being a debate among whether it's Rashi and the Rambam or the Poskim within Rashi or the Poskim within the Rambam or the Poskim's understanding of Rashi and Rambam ends up being a very important argument. As I say, from a Shmira point of view, I think it could be cholek in either way, but I just think from a Shmira point of view, the so-called Rashi approach is much more compelling, and from a Maisa Hezek point of view, I think the Rambam is much more compelling. But either way, within both, but especially within Hezek, being Mechalik between Balabayas, Rishus Balabayas and Rishus Shneim, or Rishus Sheinishnol Shneim, I think is very reasonable. Frankly, I would even be comfortable being Mechalik between Rishus Shneim and Rishus Sheinishnol Shneim. Right? Because again, in Rishus Shneim, in anything that's also your Rishus, there's a certain default that, just what's happening, Bali Kabana, is just like, as we'll see, businesses, this is what happened. There's a byproduct of Nezek, but that's not a Maisa Hezek. A person has a right to be a little less guarded, in his own Rishos. But from both points of view, from Shmiras Atzmo, and certainly from what's Magdir Maisa Hezek. So I think that some of the Chilukim are very, very reasonable. The Amshel Shlomo himself considers the possibility of being Mechalek between three different cases, and it's a little confusing in my opinion, in terms of being consistent about it, but the chilukim that he's interested in, not Rishus Shneim, Rishus Shein Shneim, and Rishus Balabayas, it's like what's the victim? Adam Achavala, Chovel, Mazik Mamon, and Mazik Mamon, there's a difference between animals and Kalim. He has this, but more for extraneous reasons, the difference between animals and Kalim, like, what are you going to do if you have a Kli and you find it in Rishus? Are you supposed to throw it out right away and then, then what's going to happen to it as opposed to a Para? Okay. So I just think that that's really interesting. At one point, he certainly seems to think, what I think, which is that the Rambam is Mechalek between Chovel and Mazik with regard to some of these Stiros, but not exactly in the way that I'm saying. But there's definitely the closest one I found to suggesting that this solves part of the Rambam problem, or the Rambam problem, is definitely lined in the Amshel Shlomo. See if I can find it faster than I found the other one. Before I do, let me just go with the Magen Mishnah, because I just want to finish that up. Okay, so if you look in Perek So again, the Magen Mishnah and Lechem Mishnah are suggesting the opposite parallel of Rashi to solve the problem, namely, Hezikah v'Huzku don't mean Hezikah v'Huzku, right? They mean, you know, Kavana v'lo Kavana, you know, but basically Hezikah v'Huzku are, you know, I guess most Huzkus are Shalom, the default Huzku is Shalom b'Kavana, obviously, and Hezikah is b'Kavana. Not like Rashi, but it's b'Adayim or passive. And as such, there could be Huzkus, you know, there could be Hezikus rather than our Shalom b'Kavana. Okay, great. That's their view. Again, in Perek Vav, it's more, and it's a little bit tamua at some point in the Magen Mishnah. Again, we talk about the Magen Mishnah's stiras regarding Ones. On Halacha Gimel, Nira Shadasa Rav Liftor Hamazik Bershuso, Avapisha Nizak Hichnis Kalev Shamidaito. Vadasa Rav, that's even more than Yadia. V'dasa rab b'sugya shevesi perek rishon kachu shum afarish lo haba yada shaloyim miskave laziko the haziko, right? So then what is the others? B'chavana chayabim v'husku shalo b'chav, that's where the Lechem Mishnah got it from. Pturim v'dasa raibid k'das rashi, that's on the Magen Mishnah. The problem is you can't read the Rambam that way. I don't understand how he read it, because the Rambam says right, so I don't understand how hizik shalom b'chavana can mean, you know, unless you think that you have taken it's not hizik shalom b'chavana, meaning maybe. I mean, it sounds like the Rambam within hizik is talking about kavana and shalom b'chavana, as opposed to Huzak. I guess the Magen Mishnah is reading Hizik Shalom B'Chavana as a package. Okay. So, yeah. And then he quotes, again, Lechem Mishnah like before, Havidi Amamish, Yupalagal Rebbeinu Betarti. Oh. Now this argument about, it ends up being a fundamental argument, I say, about Adam Amazik, certainly. You know, in all cases. Like, Adam Amazik, B'yidia, b'li kavana, b'rishus shneim, b'li rishus shneim, even b'balabayis, that ends up being a major debate between somebody. Okay. And you just wonder already, is the Rambam's limitation of Adam HaMazik, this is the real point I want to make, so the Rambam is going to end up limiting Ture Adam HaMazik, let me say that's right. Therefore, the Rambam is expanding the Ptur of Alabayas and Chatzar Shneim or Chatzar Shena Shel Shneim, right, far beyond what Rashi is. Oh. But that seems to be inconsistent with his ignoring Ones and so on. Which is why what I'm basically trying to suggest is that what the Rambam really thinks here is that there's a difference between Chovel and Mazik. Again, there is one line in the Amto Shlomo where he does say this. Again, it's a long piece. Talks about the Rambam in Perek Zayin, because this came moment Alacha Zayin, where he has a parallel Alacha. Again, he doesn't like this Magen Mishnah. Okay, you can look it up. Oh. The part that I want to quote here is, in the beginning, he suggests a three-way chiluk I mentioned before. V'od teda min asugim min masik rabba hakadina dafka ba'odam anichnas v'lo kosav shor anichnas. Then he says, a perish Rashi v'tosus hakol emes. And that the Rambam holds that way as well. V'chein kosav raivid v'raivid the harama v'raivid isigo alav. right? Mehai suga de hiziko zeze filo b'lo miskabin chayim. B'nirali de eno hasaga klal de yesh lechalek ben adam lemamon. Ah, he doesn't explain though. He doesn't expand that. So then he quotes a Magen Mishnah. He says, "I don't think he's right about Ra'ah and all that. I think Ram holds like Rashi." Okay. So what I'd like to suggest is just repeating what I said yesterday, and that is that the pattern in the Rambam is consistent with the bigger pattern of the Rambam of Adam HaMazik and Adam HaChovel, that he starts Perek Aleph with both of them together because the principle based on Chovel extends also to Adam HaMazik, namely that there is no Ptur Ones, that Adam HaMazik belongs with Adam HaChovel, that the Mechayev is the Maisa Hezek, you know, not a remote Maisa Hezek, and not Mamono Shehizik, and not Choser Shmira, although those factors still play a role, obviously. and the Rambam basically, you know, right at the beginning of Hilchos Chovel, when he wants to integrate Mazik with Chovel, therefore has to make this point. At the same time, in Perek Zayin, when he's zero in Perek Vav, when he zeroes in on Mazik more specific on Perek Vav, when he zeroes in on Mazik more specifically, what he's trying to do is adjust what constitutes a Maisa Hezek. And here there's a difference between Chovel and Mazik, because and again, one could have said this, that they are equal. One could have said that they are different, I think, in the opposite direction as well. This is what we discussed the other day. You might have thought that Chovel is a more formal din, because it's also an Iser, you know, and therefore it's more difficult, you know, to achieve that status, or it's more vulnerable, you know, to be Mafkia the Shem Chovel. And Mazik is more pragmatic, and therefore anytime there's Nezek, you know, and you were directly, physically, the cause of it, you know, then you're a mazik, and there's a nezek, and that's the end of it. And to some extent, that is still true. But I think what the Rambam is saying is that Chabalah is defined by there being a nechbal. And anytime there's a nechbal, you're a chovel. Maybe partly because there, in a way, is certain less correspondence in terms of the action and the chiyuv. But the point is that in Mazik, right, the Maisa Hezek, you know, is something that is required in addition to there being Nezek. Right? A Nechbal creates a Maisa Chabalah, right, or creating a Nechbal is Mechayiv, but when it comes to Nezek, the Mechayiv is Maisa Hezek. And while Ones doesn't help you ever, right? What does help you is sometimes just the reality that that something is defined differently or is looked at from a slightly different perspective. So, for example, in the Rishus of the Balabayas, even once there's Yediyah, and even in Rishus Shel Shneim, and even in Rishus She'eino Shel Shneim, where they all have equal rights to be there, so the point there is not only Huzku, right? Huzku is not even Chabalah, obviously. You know, but even Haziku, if it's Shelo B'Chavana, and there's Rishus Shneim to be there, is not considered to be a Maisa Hezek. That, I think, is what the Rambam says. I'm not sure if that's what the Yom Shlomo has in mind, but I think that is what the Rambam is saying. So, Matan, right? Pointed out to me before, and Ellie, that, you know, I've been saying that the Rambam never, you know, invokes the Ptur Onus in Adam HaMazik. Right? But what do you got there, Matan? Perek Aleph? Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Ches. Okay, go ahead.
Honest,
Oh, so this is the question they both asked me, which is a very good question. The Rambam uses Anos. So what I was trying to suggest is, if you read this Rambam carefully, I believe this Rambam is totally consistent with what I'm saying. Because this halacha, halacha yudches, is the sugya of inakova that we talked about in the context of bor, namely, the sugya of omdim lechabala, or omdim lenezek. And basically what this sugya is about is whether or not, you know, mazik also needs kedei lahazik, a shir of kedei lahazik. So the Ram says, kashem she'omdim lemisa, kach omdim lenezakim. That itself is a chiddush, I think. Keitzad, harei shehika chaver b'tzor katan she'ebo kedei lahazik, o b'kisem shel eitz katan b'chavobo, right, chevel, she'en chefetze roi lasoso, harei ze pater, she'nemar be'evan o be'egrov, davar roi lahazik, or lahazik. Avol chayiv hu b'boshes b'lbad, and so on. Lefikach tzrichin ha'edem leida b'meh hizik, u'mevien ha'chefet she'hizik l'bezdin, ad she'omden osa v'dan v'alad. Vim avad ha'chefet v'amar ha'chovel, lo'hoye bo k'dei lahazik, u'kemo onus ani, first of all, the kemo, right, it's fascinating. We're not talking about a p'tur omsen. The taina is onus ani. V'anechba lomar hoye bo k'dei lahazik, yishava ha'nechba v'yitel kemo shizbar. So what I think is, this is not a case where clearly the nezek is tied to the maisa that came from the mazik, right? And the question is whether or not he's patur midin onus or not, right? The onus, kamo onus ani here, is based on omdim le chavala ul nezakin, where basically the guy's saying is, I didn't mazik him, I did X, and nezek, Y, resulted. So I'm an onus because I didn't do it. Right? There's no kedei lahasik, kedei lahachbol, kedei lahamis. Right? That is a great example, in my opinion, of a situation where there's no mechayev of hezek. Okay. So even though the words are used, I think it's a very important riot to bring, because this is part of the hagdara of omdim lechavala lamazik, etc., right? The word kimo anus ani is another way of saying this is koach shemayim, not koach adam. Which brings me back to the sulam again. So the Ravid again, the Dag Mishnah says the sulam, just like the, you know, haziku, just like the huzku, that these are pture anus. In my opinion, it's not. Ram doesn't say onus, he says koach shemayim. Adam suggested, holo kim inali ado, right? That, you know, it's very, that's what Chazal say, but this kind of a case, you know, I didn't do this, the Rabbeinu Shalom did it. Now, again, that could be a melitza, dramatic melitza for saying onus, but what I'm suggesting is it's saying much more than that. You know, if the Rabbeinu Shalom did it, then it's not just lonar los asadava. Of course it's an onus, but it's much more than an onus. It means it's not my hezek, my maisa hezek. The Ribbono Shel Olam used me, you know, to inflict his own maisa hezek. Okay? So, that's what I think is really going on in all these cases. Now, why is that different than a ruach she'ena metsuya? That's a good question. Except that there are some differences. Like a ruach she'ena metsuya is not something you can necessarily predict, but it's certainly something you can reconstruct. Meaning, in the end of the day, right, we now know that, you know, you were catapulted by this ruach she'ena, you know, metsuya, which is a force. Like, had we known the force would be there, you know, the case of the sulam is a case where, you know, it's not predictable, and it's not even reconstructible in a certain way. Right? It's not like, oh, there now and then there's a ruach she'ena metsuya, now and then there's an inexplicable, you know, a break in the wood. You know, it's not just a rare phenomenon of nature that, you know, converged with your activity. It's inexplicable in a way, or it's a direct, you know, hashgacha elokim min aliyado. Now, again, I don't know whether I could, you know, explain or predict every distinction like this, but I think, at least in a basic way, that's a difference. So, having said that, let's also just talk very briefly about Moser, right? That's another one, where what's interesting about the case of Moser is that you have also opposite directions between the Rambam and the Ravid, right? So just give me 1 second. This says to Moser. Noah, what do you have on Moser? Perkes Hilchos Kovel, Halacha Dalit. Yeah, go ahead. Do you have it? Okay, so what's the point of the Rambam? The Rambam holds that in the case of Nasa v'Nasam biyado, that you are v'Nasal Anas, that you're Chayiv l'shalim. Correct? And the Ravid? Gambazeh al derech harav hu olech ve'en agon modelo v'chein bedin she'en lecha davar shomen b'nei pikoach nefesh v'me'ayin yischayiv lo zeh she'yamus b'shvil mamun chavero ho v'yichtu lo. Right, Beferush, even if it wasn't Yichtalo, would probably be a stronger question. Okay, so what's the Rabbi is basically saying? What, you can't be Matzal Atzmacha, the Mammon Chavercha? Oh. So it's an interesting phenomenon, or just in its own right, it would require a comment at minimum. And that is that even though when it came to Sulam, right, and when it came to Rishus, you know, Shneim, or Rishus Shein Shel Shneim, the Ravid is more machmir, you know, than the Rambam when it comes to Adam HaMazik. Right, in both cases, he thinks the Rambam is being too soft. Right, but when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, but a Pikuach Nefesh where the guy chooses, as a result of the pressure of Pikuach Nefesh, he chooses, you know, to inflict some damage, correct? In that case, the Ravid says that you are patur, and the Rambam thinks that you're chayiv. So is that really a problem or not? So originally, Noah brought this to my attention when I was talking about the Shach, which is very relevant, right? The Shach makes the comment that, you know, even if Anus is a patur in Adam HaMazik, right? Nirdaf, who's running away from the Rodef, you know, and he, you know, destroys other people's property in the process, right? That would be chai. That would not be a patur anus. So we mentioned that very, very briefly, because I was interested in pointing out that there are different types of onus, there are different levels of onus, and there are also different types of onus. Right? The levels of onus we know, we talked about, and there are types of onus, meaning, you know, where you did something unwittingly, kind of like a misasek, or somebody forced you physically to do something, you know, that's a certain kind of onus. And then there is or you're sleeping, and you know, whatever you do when you're sleeping. So that's one kind of an onus. And then if somebody puts a gun to your head, or you're in a pressured situation, and you make a choice out of pressure, right? That's a different kind of an onus. Sometimes those things are equated, you know, and sometimes they're not. Certainly with regard to the question whether what you're doing is considered your maisa and mitzuraf to you or not, as opposed to whether you're chayev or potur, you know, or allowed or mutter or asur, that there's good reason to be mechalek. There's good reason to say that if you do something, you know, physically, you know, against your will, then, you know, that's also afka as a maisa. And if you make a decision, even a halachically, you know, acceptable, maybe even obligatory decision, right, to spare your own life, you know, at the expense of some other action, that, you know, that wouldn't necessarily not necessarily. There's a debate. Wouldn't necessarily mean there's no maisa. So, for example, people who try to bring a raya, you know, from the Ahori Valyavar cases to prove that ones, you know, is considered a maisa vera, right? There are two answers. There are people who bring that raya. I think the rabbis used to bring raya in that respect. I think there are two answers, you know, to that taina, if you want to reject it. One is maybe shiny gimel averos, where there's no heter pikuach nefesh. No heter pikuach nefesh. Maybe there's no hafkas maisav. If there was hafkas maisav, they were there, it wouldn't apply. But for other maisim, right, that's a different story. That's what I was kind of saying about Perkhaf Hilchos Sanhedrin and Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam and the Ramban. That's A. B, still, ain't a dome, right? The decision that you make, the onus, that's one kind of onus, maybe the greatest onus, right? But in terms of this question of Hafkos Samaisa, that doesn't necessarily, you know, have the same, you know, impact, you know, as a different kind of an onus. Kishui Midas is kind of an in-between situation, which the Rishonim talk about, the Ramban and Rambam, you know, etc. Because, you know, it's not exactly a decision, and it's also not exactly physically, you know, coerced. So that's an interesting, you know, middle situation. The difference between an external anus, right, who pressures you, and an internal, I mentioned this the other day, an internal, you know, pikuach nefesh situation or pressure. Does that make any difference? As I think I pointed out, if you look at the Rambam in Perakei, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, there are two sugyas of Yehari Valyava. One is the sugya in Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalet Omid Beis, Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph through Ayin Hei Omid Aleph, to be more precise, in Sanhedrin. And the second main sugya, a bunch of sugyas really, Baradazara, whatever, but the second main sugya is the sugya in Psachim, right? Andaf Chabav, Bakol Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Ashera, right? So the Sanhedrin case is a case where an anos puts a gun to your head. He says, do this or else. And the Psachim case is a case where you're ill and the only therapy that will save your life, you know, is some Aveira, right? In both cases, the Gemara distinguishes between Gimel Averos and Shas Hashmad, and so on and so forth. And, you know, therefore it looks like one sugya. However, the Rambam in Perakei, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, does seem to say that while we apply Ol Na'ar L'Sasa Davar to the Sanhedrin-type case, and therefore, Im Avar V'lo Neharag, when he's Kayev Yehari V'Yavar, he's going to be, you know, not get a medal, but he's not going to be, you know, in violation of the Iser anyway, as we'll apply Ol Na'ar L'Sasa Davar. When it comes to Choli, the Rambam says you get the Onesh Haro'ilo. Assuming by Onesh Haro'ilo, right, he doesn't mean Chil Hashem, he means the actual, in other words, if he used Avodah Zarah, you know, for his therapy, that he's in violation of Avodah Zarah and deserves that Onesh. So it sounds like the Rambam thinks that Ol Na'ar L'Sasa Davar, that the Ptur Onesh doesn't apply. Anybody have a Rambam here in Yesodei HaTorah? Oh, yeah, look it up. I think it's like Perakei, Halacha, Zion, maybe? Something like that. So that's what the Rambam seems to say. I think it's Halacha Dalet and Zion, or Dalet and Vav, or something like that. So my point is that there are different types of onsen, even within the coercive, the internal versus external. Certainly not everybody holds like that Rambam regarding that, if you look. But in the end of the day, if we're talking about being mafkia, so that's one way to understand what's going on with the Shach, you know, and so on. However, right, you know, when it comes to the Rambam, I'm suggesting that the Rambam doesn't believe in onus at all for Adam Amazik. Right, so in a way, it's actually much. There's a much easier, you know, perspective for the Rambam and for the Ra'avad. I mean, the Ra'avad is saying that there's no onus. Let's take the Ra'avad for a moment. There's no onus that's poter you from Adam Amazik. or including the Sulam case. Right? However, since Ein Davar Omei Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh, so the Ravid says that's different. That's Heter Pikuach Nefesh. Now the Chiddush of the Ravid is that the Heter Pikuach Nefesh isn't just a Heter to do the Maisa, but it also carries with it a Ptur Tashlumin. Right? You get a free pass when it comes to the Dine Mamun is part of it as well. That's not so pashut. That's part of the sugya of Matzal Atzim Mamun Chamer we discussed. Is it Patur and Mut? They're discussing Mutter also, or are they discussing Chayiv and Patur, right? And we talked about that. Tosas and the Rambam versus the Girsa that we have in the Gemara and Rashi on the sugya and Samech Amud Beis, among others. So the Ravid will probably just say, and he does say, that as long as it's a Heter Pikuach Nefesh, right, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin either. I don't even know if it's a din that Adam Amazik. I wouldn't say according to the Rambam it's not Adam Amazik. Either it's not Adam, maybe Onus doesn't potter you from Adam Amazik, but maybe Pikuach Nefesh does. Or maybe it's not even a Hafka of Adam Amazik. It's just a din in Pikuach Nefesh. That whenever V'chai Bahem, V'lo Sheyamos Bahem, is not only Matir Isurim, or V'chai of you to violate Isurim, but in addition to that, it's Poter Yumimama. And the Rambam, I think, has zero problem with this. Because what are you going to say? That's not... that it is an Onus Gomor, but the Rambam doesn't think that Onus Gomor helps you. What about the Sulam? That's Koach Elokim. Right? And what about Husku Zeh Bazeh? Right? Or Hiziku, even, in the case of Mazik? That's because the context is one in which that isn't defined as my... Nezik took place because people were behaving in a manner in Rishus Shel Shneim or Rishus Abaylim, whatever that is legitimate. It has to qualify as Maisa Hezek in order for then to have the draconian standards of Adam Amazik that has no Petur on us. Okay? So that is really what I wanted to say about that. Ooh, getting late. Okay. So now let us turn our attention. Oh, there were some questions. Yeah.
Yeah, how do we explain the shur of Baal Bayis, his rishus, when he's mazik shalom b'chabon?
What do you mean?
Chabala. Rav seems to say that
I think even Chabala, right, when it's rishus atzmo, and the other person has no rishus, then I think we don't even look at it. I think it's more like, Chabala ba'atzmo. As long as it's not intentional, I think the Rambam goes even further in that. That's like the only case, basically.
So then this is just a very fine line.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, again, he has a right to live in his own property. It's a fine line.
Because you could have thought it's true.
Yeah. You could have said, based on what I'm saying, that any time there's a nechbal, and you did it, that's adam achovel. But it's still reasonable to me that the Baal HaBayis betoch shelo, b'li kavana, but that's not that, that's always going to be something else that the chavala took place. I guess it would prove that the mechayiv and chavala isn't the result of being nechbal, but again it's that typically when there's a nechbal there's a ma'isa chavala, or much easier, but osa b'tor shalo, when the other guy doesn't have rishos, that would be a different, I think that would be the only exception. I think that's a very good question. Okay, there's another question. Yeah.
So just on that point also, so what would we say for Husku for Kabbalah? Because there's a Nechbal.
Husku? Yeah. So again, because there's no Maisa Kabbalah.
Even though there's a Nechbal,
right.
Still...
But I wouldn't even call it a Nechbal. I mean, not a Nechbal in the implication, of the recipient of a Kabbalah. He is, correct. I don't mean, that's almost like, I think in both cases it helps to say. But I would say he wasn't even goreim that he should be nechbal. As opposed to even in the case of Natan, was just asking about it. He was goreim that he was nechbal, but it's not a maisa chavala. In the case of Husku, he's the chefza that the guy was nechbal. The guy's a nechbal. He nechbaled him. He was kovel himself by walking. He has no right to be there. and he banged into this guy, and you know, and he hurt himself. So he is a nechbal, but in a, or maybe that's not even called a nechbal. But if it is called a nechbal, put it this way, the chovel was himself, something like that.
Also, just I think the Gura says the chiluk in the Rambam between Parakal and Parakvav has
Nisim. Oh.
Yeah, it's in Shinayin Kes Yud Kes.
Yeah.
A little bit complicated for the Agra, but.
Well, I started reading the ones that were on the side of the Rambam, to be honest, the Frankel. But I didn't catch it, but maybe, go ahead.
So I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he's trying to. I'm not trying to understand the whole thing. But he's trying to say how what the tour repeating, the tour having it in two locations is trying to.
I mean, like in general, it's at the beginning of the year, even Shinayin Ches and whatever.
Or the Yizik of Huzku.
Yizik of Huzku, like the Rambam does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then he says that maybe the Rambam really holds like Rashi in Parak Aleph that Yizik of Huzku has to do with Yudia. But he's just mechalik between Niske Gufo and Niske Mamona. And then he says, but the Magen Mishnah and the Mishnah don't say that.
But he's saying that with regard to the Rashi Rambam issue. Or is he also saying it with regard to the chiluk of his Hiziku versus Huzku?
I think he has to be saying it
for both.
Also, because he's addressing both Parak Aleph and Parak Vav.
Oh, okay, great.
Terrific.
What Sif Katan is that?
Yud Tes. Shinayin Ches Yud Tes.
Shinayin Ches Yud Tes. Okay, great.
It's also
on. What?
It's also on the Rambam.
In the Frankel. Yeah, I started reading it, but I didn't see that there. Okay, but I appreciate it. Good, I'm happy for the support. Okay. Good. So let's talk about the tour for a few minutes, and then I want to talk about Rishus. In light of this, I'll just tell you why I want to talk about Rishus, about Shein Varegel, Rishus Arabim, and then I'll talk about it in a minute. But first, I want to finish up what we're going to discuss on Mamazik, and that is because really what I'm trying to suggest about Rishus Shein Shel Shem or Rishus Shel Shneim, etc. What I'm really trying to suggest is that the venue sometimes can impact on the hagdara of what you're doing. That's where you are, you know, dictates what kind of behavior constitutes, you know, aggressive, threatening, irresponsible, legally, you know, mazik kind of behavior, or you know, like a nezek took place. So we're really sad about that, but can't call it a maisa hezek. The guy's, you know, he's just, you know, he's you know, behaving like an owner. He's behaving like a person who has rishos, or is it's an equal opportunity venue, and therefore, you know, whether it's bili kavana, whatever the criteria are, you know, things happen mimela. You know, you have results, but you don't have a formal maisa hezek. That's kind of what I'm suggesting, you know, with this whole particular application. Now again, I think that logically that is a compelling possibility, and I think that the patur of Shein Varegel and Rishus Sarabim, you know, may very well be connected to that question too. So that, I want to get back to that in a second before we do Aish, or if we don't, then we'll finish with that. But before we do that, I want to talk about the tour, yeah. Okay, the tour? Okay, so Matan, since you're front and center here. It's very good. That Rambam helps a lot because, yeah. Okay, so, yeah. So what about the tour? Just a little louder, so. Number one, the tour. So the tour in Shin Ayin Zayin, basically have the language there. No. Okay, it's okay. So the tour in Reish Ayin Zayin, Shin Ayin Zayin. Sorry, Shin Ayin Zayin says that what that if you're nafal beruach she'ena metzuya, you are potter. So and that of course triggered a lot of discussion because you know the first thing to say is that it's against the explicit Gemara, right? Which Gemara? Kavzayin Amal. That's one of the reasons we did the survey, right? What does it say in Gimel? What does it say in Dalet? What does it say in Hamid Beis? What does it say on the Chavav Mid Beis? What does it say in Kavzayin? What does it say in Kavzayin Mid Beis? And now we added to it a little bit of Lamed Beis and Memches, right? to know those things. It's an explicit Gemara. That Rosh Hashanah, you have it?
Yeah.
And oh, so again, you're not chayiv for dal dvarim, but in Rosh Hashanah Metzuya, right? But you are chayiv for nezek. So, like, what? The Torah can't paskin against the Gemara. So then even worse than that, I mean, I'm only being half facetious, is that the Torah is sosar himself. Right? Because in Tavchav, what is it? Tavchav Aleph Yud Gimel or something like that? He actually says that Rosh Hashanah Metzuya are chayiv nezek. Correct? Yeah. So, this triggered, as I say, a lot of discussion. And the Beis Yosef asked this question already, both aspects of it. The Bach is kind of a little bit in denial. The Bach says, yeah, it's a stira. He says, it kind of implies, doesn't really say it explicitly, but he basically says, yeah, the Torah didn't really mean Ruach Hashanah Metzuya. He meant, like, you know, things that are like Ruach Hashanah Metzuya, but not Ruach Hashanah Metzuya, because that would be a stira, and that would be in the Gemara in himself. He meant, like, Onas Gamor, and he was just, you know, his melitza for Onas Gamor. Doesn't say it exactly this way, but that's kind of what he says. His melitza for Onas Gamor is Ruach Hashanah Metzuya. Which would be fine, you know, if not for the fact that Ruach Hashanah Metzuya is a loaded, you know, case in this context. Like, if it was in any other context and you wanted to say Onas Gamor and you gave the example of Ruach Hashanah Metzuya, that would be, we would all be applauding, right? Or certainly we wouldn't be unhappy. You know, some among us might say, maybe we should try to figure out why Ruach Hashanah Metzuya, if it's really an Onas Gamor, why you chayiv for Adam Amazik? That would, like, you know, turn everything on its head. But, you know, okay. Right? But for the Bach, you know, again, the Bach is bedochak, you know. He wants to understand the tour. You know, it's against the Gemara and it's against himself. So he says, Ruach Hashanah Metzuya, a melitza. Just that here, it's not a helpful melitza. Okay. That is the Gra, actually, in Shulchan Aruch, says this is the, you know, it's a bad girsa on the tour, and, you know, he didn't say it. Okay, but, I mean, everybody else thought he said it. So, you know. But you can definitely see where the Gra is coming from. It's not like he had a different text to the tour. He just couldn't believe it. So we're sympathetic to that. The Drisha, right? On the other hand, you saw it?
Yeah.
Natan, go ahead. He's mechalek between Adam Achovel and Adam Hamazik. But he says it in a very peculiar way, both in the Drisha, right? And even more so, maybe, I'm not sure. That's also fascinating, the way he says it in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, the Bala Drisha, Prisha, is also the Bala Hasma. Right, in the Shulchan Aruch. So, why do I say he says it in a strange way? What I would have said, what I'd like to say, is that there's a difference between Adam Achovel and Adam Amazik. You know, and I think that's what he ends up with anyway. It's just really strange the way he says it. What I would say is this difference, again, could be explained in different ways. Right, one way that it could be explained is in terms of the question of one way could be the question of the Mechayev, right? In other words, if we're discussing whether or not the Mechayev in Adam Amazik / Chovel is lack of Shmiras Atzmo or Maisa Hezek, so maybe Gufa we should be Mechalek between Adam Amazik and Adam Chovel, right? When it comes to Adam Amazik, maybe we could say that the problem is Shmiras Atzmo. You know, but that has its limits. So when you have a Ruach Hashanah Metzuya, right, that will be an onus, you know, gomor to say from a Shmira point of view. But if you're talking about Adam Achovel and the Maisa Chabalah is Koveya, right, and you don't think it's, you know, Koach Elokim, you know, something like that. It's not, you know, the Rambam Sulam. We're not talking about the Rambam now anyways, but you understand. So then what you would say is that in Chabalah, the only onus that's going to work in Chabalah is the kind of onus that's mafkia, right? The Maisa Chabalah. Not enough to undo Shmiras Atzmo vis-a-vis another person. right? That makes sense. So then you'd say, well, Ruach Sheina Mitzuya is good for that, but it's not good for that. Maybe nothing is good for that, or you know, maybe that's reserved for the most gomor onsim, or maybe even the most gomor onsim. They're never hafka samaisa, right? That I think is one way to say it. Another way to say it, you know, more moderate, you know, might be, you know, kind of similar to what we have been saying, and that is that, you know, maybe, you know, just how we look at Maisa Kabbalah or Maisa Mazik, you know, is different. And that it's not the difference of the Mechaivim, you know, maybe in both cases, you know, we're not talking about Shmiras Atzmo at all. We're talking about Maisa Kabbalah, Maisa Nezek. But maybe the Maisa Kabbalah is, like we said for the Rambam, is defined by there being a Nechbal. Again, a Nechbal who was subject to a Maisa Kabbalah, not his own, you know, Maisa Kabbalah or his own actions that made him a Nechbal, you know. So in the end of the day, you know, the Hagdara, just like we were saying about, you know, Yiziku, you know, Zeh, you know, Bershus Shneim or Bershus Sheina Shul Shneim, and we might be Mechalek, so too, we might say that here. It's just really strange that the Drisha, if this is what he meant, has this whole, like, what does he say, Matan? Am I right, or does he just say it straight? What? The Drisha. Or the Sma, if you have it in the Sma, that's fine. I think the Sma is more expensive, actually, a little bit, but what do you have there? The Drisha? Yeah, go ahead, just read it very quickly. The Chiluk itself, either way, is a critical Chiluk. A little louder, because I could. Oh yeah, that I should have mentioned, right. I mean, he has a cute diuk, right? In addition to the fact that they're in different places, different simanim, correct? Matan?
Yeah.
Is what's the diuk? That at one place he mentions busha. The chiluk with busha, right?
Yeah.
That shows he's talking about Kabbalah.
Yeah, right. He's not talking about Boshas, but just the name of the
Mark. Right. Go ahead.
So, the rabbi is a Jewish from Boshas, Shaykh, Rabb, and Adam, from a Kama, and Sidon, Top of Alice, and Buddha, and the Mary of Adam. It's still a Bam, Adam, Dish, Reformation, Brian, and Nazak, and Staff of Amar, and even if the girl is showing me, see, I'm not a Brian, Damon, Chen, and the Kama, and Nazak, may I pack.
But why should you make that chiluk? Right?
Yeah.
And not only that, but the Rambam he points out in Perek Aleph, this is good for us a little bit. I mean, right? And the Rambam mentions in Perek Aleph. What? Bein Chovel Bein Mazik.
Yeah.
In Perek Aleph Halacha, whatever it is. Right? Yud Aleph, whatever it was. What? Or Yud Beis. Correct? So he's saying, where did he get it from and what does it mean? Okay, go ahead.
Um,
Right, which we already talked about. I don't think it's on this. Go ahead. Yeah. So that's number one to answer all the Magid Mishnahs. I don't buy it. Okay, I just think that he, you know, he's relating to the. What? Yeah. Yeah. Haram lochi like it, not the haram of lochole. Yeah. Go ahead. Right. So what's his own solution? To be mechalek. Does he doesn't say the Nachti thing there? Oh, okay. Well, that's on the Sma. You have the language in the Sma when he wants to explain it. He has this really. Where is it in the Sma? Shin Peches? No.
Shinai.
Shinai.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Shinai and Ches Beis. Yeah. So in Shinai and Ches Beis, he has this Nachti thing. Sure, you saw it.
Yeah.
What's the Nachti thing?
He says that for Chol Vel, so you have Dalet Varim plus Nezek. So then if you have this Karo Bonus Gomor case, so then you're not this Chadagra, you get rid of the Dalet Varim, but you keep Nezek.
Right.
But for Adam and Nezek Mamon, where you only have one Chiyuk of Nezek, so then since it's Karo Bonus Gomor, so you'll be not this Chadagra, and then you're left with none.
Right. That's how he says it.
That's what he says.
Right. So what, do you like that or not?
It sounds like you're making it more technical than.
Right, I mean, it's a fascinating thing. I'm just trying to figure it out. Meaning what? There has to be, you have to make an allowance. There's some rule out there, there's a meta rule that says, I guess there is. You know, that's fascinating, right? I mean, there's a meta rule that says that if you are, that you have to take into account, or you have to make allowance, you know, for an onus gamor. That's what, let me make it clear. What bothers me is one would have thought, or I think most people would think, I certainly think, that the question whether ones does or does not affect Adam HaMazik and Adam HaChovel is an objective question. I mean, what's the Mechayev? What is the relative strength of status of this kind of ones? Right? And then when you put those two questions together, right? So either this kind of ones is poter or mafkia, however you want to call it. It is or it isn't. In the Sma, the way he writes it, it sounds like you can't be mechayiv somebody for mazik, right, or chovel, but ones the same way that you'd be mechayiv them baratzon. Like there's some sort of rule. Right? Now, do you have to take into account the difference? Right? And therefore, again, where did that rule come from? Meaning, it's a justice thing? It's not a din drabanan. Right? Sure? It's just something. It's like a meta rule. It's like, oh, it's not just to, or it's not logically sustainable. Probably just, you know, to equate, you know, nafal beruach mitsuya and nafal beruach shena mitsuya for mazik or for chovel, they're just different. That's again, one would have said, who cares how different they are? The question is whether or not the threshold of either chovel or mazik or both or neither has been crossed or not. This, we have to see if, again, it's an interesting question, see if he has this anywhere else. in these issues. It sounds like it's unfair to equate them. The Torah wouldn't have equated them. You have to make some allowance al pidin for this factor. But you know how much allowance? Well, that depends. It has to express itself, because otherwise it's somehow unjust. So in Kabbalah, right, it expresses itself, you know, in the fact that, you know, there aren't Dalet Dvarim. So we are, no one's saying that, you know, Nafal Baruach, Shein HaMetzuyah is the same as Nafal Baruach Metzuyah. In Mazik, all there is Nezek. So the only way for it to express itself is to make you Potter. So it sounds like there's no fundamental difference between Odom HaMazik and Odom HaChovel with respect to this din, either because one, the Mechayev is Shmiras Atzmo, and the other, the Mechayev is Maisa, whatever. Or because, what I was suggesting, that we have, you know, slightly different ways of being Magdir Maisa Hezek and being Magdir Maisa Kovel. That is all totally not true for the Sma. It may seem that way, the effect may be that, but that's not what it is. The real idea is that the Halacha needs to express the difference between Ruach Metzuyah and Ruach She'ena Metzuyah in this halacha. And since there is more flexibility to do that in Chovel than there is in Mazik, so you get this result. Correct? Shua? That's kind of what it is, right? So it's important to identify that meta idea. Okay. But if you ask me, it's much better to say what we were saying. But, you know, it's important to acknowledge what he says. Anyway, the Taz... Oh, then he goes on to say... because this is really good. What did it go on to say? That the Shulchan Aruch, who didn't understand the tour and threw up his hands in frustration, didn't even take a stab at it, came to this conclusion, right? From the time he finished writing the Beis Yosef on the tour till the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, you know, he was mechaven to this or some other pshat, ad kedei kach, that he holds by it, right? You have that line? That's amazing also.
Yeah.
As a parshanut of the...
He says at the end, he says, Yosef will sphere like Hashinoi, Rabbi Yosef hiksha at the great word, the Pater of Ruach Shreya Mitzuya, Nikomakom Yashloma, the Chazer Bokan, the Figuro, sphere like Gamkin, Kosh Kassav.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty good. Okay. The Taz, you saw the Taz?
Yeah.
Matan, you saw it?
Yeah.
What does the Taz say? Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But the key line, and before he gets to that, what doesn't he like about the Sma? So that's really just a good line, right?
Yeah.
Meaning, what he says is the whole yesod of the Sma is that, you know, that there's this hierarchy and so on and so forth. But he says, I don't see any difference between Nezek of Adam and Nezek of Kalim. Right? So, again, if that's the Sma could, if the Sma himself could say, I don't either. I mean, there are two things to say here, is what I'm trying to say. The Sma would say to the Taz, I don't either. I just need to express the difference between Ruach Metzuyah and Ruach She'ena Metzuyah in each. But in Achanami, per se, the Nezek, but what the Taz will say to him was, what, you know, where did this meta thing come from? You know, if the Nezek, I mean, they're both right, in a way. That's what I'm saying. The Taz will say, I understand that, but if Nezek Chabala, maybe saying what we're saying, if Al Pidin, Nezek Chabala is not neutralized by this on, this level of onus, then Nezek of Mammon should not be either, right? Which is why I would prefer to say what I'm saying, you know, in whichever of the two explanations, and that is, forget about the Nachti and the meta issue. What I would like to say is, in Achanami, the Nezek of Chabalah is different than the Nezek of Adam HaMazik, of Mammon. I mean, Rav Chaim thought that was true, not in this context, right? Rav Chaim was saying, even the Nezek, we say, dmei karka kakarka, by mazik, but we're not going to say it I'm sorry, we say it by Kabbalah, but we're not going to say it by, I'm sorry, we say it by Mazik, we're not saying it by Kabbalah. His whole point was, mid Ripui and Shev, getting back to the Hagdamas, right? Mid Ripui Sheves, you know, Boshes, you know, Nishma, even Lenezek. Right? But even if you don't want to go as far as Reb Chaim, in terms of saying the Mechayiv of the Nezek, or the Hagdara of Maisa Hezek versus Maisa Chabala, there's room to disagree with the Taz. Okay, what does the Taz himself say?
Go ahead.
So that's a practical difference.
Yeah.
Right? The Taz is basically saying, you know, Ruah Shena Mitsuya, you know, the difference is with the Mach. Oh, so what's fascinating is maybe. Do you have the line of the Taz?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, so basically it's hard to know. Is the Taz only giving you a practical chiluk? Those are two types of Ruach Shein and Mitsuyas. One which, even if you go up there and there's a Maka, you know, again, you know, like what happened with Dorothy, doesn't matter, just it's going to take you anyway. Right? Or, you know, as opposed to like a regular Ruach Shein and Mitsuya, you know, where if you have a Maka, you're going to be okay. That's what it sounds like. Or, Matan is suggesting something more, and maybe not for the Taz, but for something like the Taz, and that is.
Yeah, it's a reflective of a Shia and the guy going up.
So who does say something like that, I think, but that should work better for lack of Shemiras Atzmo than for Maisa Hezek, would you say?
Yeah, I saw it in the Chazon Ish, you said something like that.
Who does?
The Chazon Ish.
Oh, really?
Yeah?
Okay, that I didn't see. What I did see is the Lechem Mishnah. Right, the Lechem Mishnah in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chovel also addresses the tour, kind of says what the Taz says, but he makes it into a din of Tchilas of B'Pshiyah V'Sof of Ba'Ones. So that I think works out what you're saying, right? So the Chazon Ish says something like that too.
Yeah, you want to even if one's bad, you're puter once he's morning, and the only reason you're going to be
tired
in this case.
I mean, for the Ramban in general, you're puter for Ones and Gemur.
Yeah,
even for the Sa'ar of Eliyahu Hanavi.
Yeah, it was only in this case you could
pack
if you
left on the roof. I don't see that in the Ramban at all.
Okay.
You know, also, why would you want to do that to the Ramban? I mean, it's such a good Ramban.
If you thought that it was probably
actually no, I do think it's correct 100, as a Svara, not in the Ramban. And I think that's what the Lechem Mishnah is about. The Lechem Mishnah and Perek Aleph, Hilchos Skovel. What? You have it?
Yes.
I have it. Do you have it? Where is it? Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. No, Halacha, yeah, Yud Beis. A Tema Latur. He says, V'Apa became Kosov. Right, number one, it's against the Gemara. The whole thing. V'Nirali Latarets, Ki Latur, Hukshalo, Deruach Shein Mitzuya Dami, La'unsim Gedolin, Imken Hayla Lipto, Beruach Shein Mitzuya. Right? V'Mikach Kushazu, Issei Latur, the matcha cost of the Gemara, Nafal Baruch Shena Mitsuya Chai Benezek, Kainu Kesha'ala Lagag, Bahayacha Lipol, Baruch Mitsuya, the Kivin the Pasha Bali Yaso, Bahayacha Lipol, Baruch Mitsuya, Afavishal no Nafal, Al Baruch Shena Mitsuya Chai Benezek. Again, it doesn't say the different, the Maka and the not Maka. It doesn't matter. It's the same idea. What he says is, let's say you went up to the roof, and, you know, with the roof, this roof is dangerous even without, I'm sorry, even with regard to Ruach Mitsuya, but instead of being taken by the Ruach Mitsuya, you were taken by the Ruach She'ena Mitsuya. Ah. So he says, that's like Tchilas. He doesn't say the words, does he? No. He doesn't say the words, but it sounds like he's saying Tchilas of B'Pshiyah of a self-abonis. Okay, but if you ask me, Tchilas of B'Pshiyah of a self-abonis, again, I think I mentioned it the other day, right, there are really, you know, different ways to understand it. One way is that, you know, Tchilasa, you're chayim for the Pshia. you know, not for the onus. The other way is that because of the pshia, you're chayiv for the onus, or you don't get the benefit of the ptur onus. Ah. So what? When you walk up to the roof with a rus, let's say, and there's no maka in your case, in the Taz case, or in the Lecha Mishnah case, you walk up to the roof and it's dangerous even for ruach mitzuya. Right? So that already, going up to the roof is already the Maisa Hezek? Or is the pshat, oh, there you go, sheer care. Right? Tell Yakir, we're serious. or is the idea that the Mechayiv is Choser Shmira? Right? And that's Choser Shmira. Right? Even the Nezek ended up being, you know, Ruach Shena Mitzuya. Right? There's still Choser Shmira. But is there Maisa Hezek in that case? Not this, again, unless you say that the Tchilas Pshia is the Tchilas Maisa Hezek, you know, and that's what you're chayiv for, but it's hard to say that here. I mean, the Ruach Shena Mitzuya is what caused the damage. So he did, you know, so, but if you want to say, but he put himself in a situation of Choser Shmira, even that is a little bit more. Tchilas Pshia of Sof Ba'onos applied to Adam HaMazik, as opposed to some of the other Nezeks, not such a double pasha. That's kind of what Lechem said. So I'll have to look at the Chazanish. So he says something like that or no?
He's explaining the Ramban to
kind of make it more. In the Ramban, I don't see it at all.
Yeah,
I mean, if Ramban says Ruach Sa'ara Shel Eliyahu, Afilu Ba'onas Gamur, you know, he's not trying to say, therefore, you know, he shouldn't have been Tchilas of Shia. He's saying that, you know, that Adam HaMazik is Chayiv, Afilu Ba'onas Gamur. In the Ramban, I don't see it. I'm surprised. I mean, I have to look at the piece. But aside from the Ramban, right, to say that, you know, or Tchilas of Bepshia, something like that, that I think makes something like this. Okay, so good. That is, thank you very much. That is what we want to say about the tour. Okay. And I'm adding the recognition of that maybe it also is connected to this issue of Maisa Hezek and so on. Again, not Mukhra. Good. So now let's turn our attention. We're almost out of time. So let's just talk about Lishay Borego Peshus Harabim. Again, it's a little piece that we owe anyway. Was there any other things in Adam HaMazik that we're supposed to do that I told you to look at for the moment? No. An issue in Adam HaMazik that I raised very quickly in the line of the Ramban is the question of Eish. If you chayv Eish or Mishum Chitzav, does that Adam HaMazik? Do we know anything about that? So it sounds like in the Ramban that you would not, right? That Esho, presumably not Esho Shumamono, it's hard to know. But what?
I mean, it could be that it's on the Mazik, but we just don't extend Adam Mulodiyo.
Say it again? Yeah, I'm talking about Adam Mulodiyo.
Yeah.
I'm saying, does the din of. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. So, again, what if that's one of the reasons I also wanted to connect this to. Again, we have this debate in the Gemara. You know, Eishom Mishum Mamono, Eishom Mishum Pizza. We're not going to be able to do it today, but we will maybe start with it. The tricky thing to figure out, like in all, you know, Machloksim of that kind, is, you know, how distant the two positions are. Right? Because in one sense, you could think that Eishom Mishum Mamono means, you know, it's like shore. Meaning it's really just Niske Momo, Legav. And, you know, then Koach Acher Me'urabo, for example, is mostly going to be a reason for a Kula, because it's Davar Shein B'Mamish. The reason of Yochanan on Chabay says that he doesn't like Eishem Shemamono is because he says it's, you know, it's Ein B'Mamish. You know, my shore. I mean, a lot of things you can say about Nizke Momo that are harder to say about Eish. I mean, the bank account, the remote control, you know, in terms of, you know, Mali, you know, Gufo, Mali, Mamono, right? Because Eish is insubstantial. You know, it's not like the bank account of the inanimate Eish, you know, is connected to your bank account. Right, or on the other hand, you know, koach acher meurabo could also be a chumrah. You know, if you think it's something that you harness, you know, that connects it to your maisa more. There's more of a remote control through kachachem urabo because it doesn't have its own mind, right? And there's less of a maisa atzmo or a bank account, you know, maisa mamono connection. So esho mishum mamono is a tricky kind of thing, and kachachem urabo being a kula or a chumra is a tricky thing. As we know, that's already an issue that is joined by Tosas on Beis Amud Aleph, you know, and clearly Rashi, you know, seems to argue with Tosas, and the Rajba in particular is very, you know, flexible on this issue. He says, well, in some issues it's kula, in some issues it's a chumra. Well, we'll get into all of that. But the koach acham urabo part, I'm just pointing out, is if you take a pure mamono stance of maisa mamono, you know, the bank account connected to mamono, those kind of things, then esho mishum mamono is weak, and koach acham urabo is a kula. The more you think that, oh, masha asa behemti, you know, ki'ilu herchev yadi, or something like that, then the esh, you know, is like, you know, it's the opposite of eved v'yam, and it's the opposite of a karen, but, you know, it works very well as a kind of a, you know, shalach shluchei rega, if you will. Because no personality, there's no sentient, you know, being or anything, you know, to interfere here. Okay, so one of the things to figure out whether Esha, what do we mean when we say Esha Mishum Mamono? Hey, do you really need bialus over it? That's a debate in the Rishonim. Is the Koach Acham Urabo Kula Rechumra? You know, how close is it to other Mamonas? Okay, and how, you know, the more you think that, you know, the point of it is that it's remote control, you're actually getting closer to Esha Mishum Chita, right? Maybe not going as far as it. Okay. So again, in the orbit of Mamono, separate from the Yodo, you know, it's definitely a more Mechudash and more Mekel kind of Mamono. The more you're bridging the gap, it's getting closer, then you just have to figure out. Similarly, with Eshem Shemchitzav, so in the extreme, you can take it literally, because the Gemara does say it's on a Mamazik. The Gemara says Yerchayim, Arba Tvarim. There's a debate whether or not Yerchayim Chamisha Tvarim. What does Umar mean when they say Arbador? I mean, as opposed to the Nezek, which is Pashut? That's another way of saying Yerchayv Chamisha Dvarim. That's how Rabbeinu Chanan will interpret. That seems the way the Rambam interprets. Rashi, on the other hand, and some of the other Rishonim, say, no, it doesn't mean that. It means, you know, you'll never be Chayv Boshas for Eishu Mishum Kitsa. Really? Okay. Meaning, is there a limit when you say Eshem Shem Chitzav, even if you're saying Chayv Mishum Dalad Dvarim, if you don't mean Hey Dvarim, it's not completely Chitzav. Right? This is a discussion, the Achronim, Reb Chaim takes a stand on this question, whether Eshem Shem Chitzav triggers Kam Lebed Rava. If you're a Rotseach, do Eshem Shem Chitzav, does that trigger, could be a Kam Lebed Rava Mine issue? Could be, again, to what extent is Eshem Shem Chitzav really Chitzav? Right? So too, Odom Muad Liolam, does that apply to Eshem Shem Chitzav? Right? So that's one of the things that we need to discuss, you know, more fully. Those are three examples. There are many, many more. You know, we have the famous question of Inbuke Yosef, you know, about Nero Shabbos, you know. So, right? You know, you started a fire, and, you know, what's the timing of the, is this a front-loaded or a back-loaded action? And, you know, what does that depend on? Okay. These are four examples of many, right, where we're testing how literally do we mean, you know, Eshem Shem Chitza. But one of those certainly is the question of Adam Mu'ad Liolam. It's an Adam Mu'ad Liolam question, and it's also an Eshem Shem Chitza question. Anyways, that Ramban, so we'll revisit that Ramban, that line, you know, what does he mean exactly? That it sounds like Adam Mu'ad Liolam doesn't apply to Eish. Another Rishonim think that it has to be Bor. right? Okay. So that we're not going to be able to discuss more than that now, but that's one of the things I want to open with to try to examine the gap between Eishem Mishim Mamono and Eishem Mishim Machitza, the extent, which is another way of saying how Mamono is the Mamono, or that's a little Abdafka towards the center, and how Chitzav is the Chitzav, or that's a little bit, you know, more, you know, to the center. Okay? So that's one issue. But before we get to that, I want to, I guess, finish off very quickly, hopefully, but with Shane Varego Bishus Harabi. So again, the context is what we were just been discussing, which is the question of whether or not venue, right, has any impact on Nizke Mamon or Adam Amazik or Adam Achove. Okay. And this question applies, again, we only have a few minutes, so I'll just, you know, go through the main things, but this question applies in a much bigger way. Again, we just talked about it in terms of Chovel and Adam Amazik, right? Rishus Balabayis, Rishus Shneim, Rishus Sheino Shel Shneim. It's an issue that comes up, of course, regarding Tam. Right? Does the dinim of Tam apply Bershus Mazik, Bershus HaNizak, Bershus only Bershus HaRabim? What are the dinim of Tam apply? Okay? And it's, of course, maybe the most famous din is the question of Shein Varego Bershus HaRabim. Right. So, one broad approach would be to say that venue is irrelevant to everything. Right? And whenever venue does play a role, right, it's due to extraneous conditions or circumstances. Okay? A taina, basically. Like the balabai, something happens in the rishus of the mazik, so the balabai says, like, you know, who told you to come in here? Right? You shouldn't be in my property. It's a taina, tainas patur. Or maybe it's not just a tainus patur. You know, maybe it, in addition, again, that's a question in its own right. It's either a tainus patur, or it's another way of saying, right, one of two other things. You know, ata hizakta asatzmacha. Right? It looks like I'm the mazik, but really you're the mazik. Or maybe something in between. And that's what I'm really looking for. And that is, you know, you didn't mazik yourself, but I didn't mazik you either. And the taina isn't just a taina. The taina is a way of saying, listen, I have the right to conduct myself. Whatever the rules are out there, right, in my own property, those, you know, I don't have the right to be mazik you b'chavana, you know, but less than doing that, or maybe mazik, you know, be the idea that you're in, right, that thing that we just talked about, but maybe anything less than one or two of those things doesn't constitute a ma'isa hezek. I behave in my rishus in a certain standardized way. That's not called a ma'isa. Did you get nizakt? Yes. Did you do it to yourself? Maybe not. Am I invoking, is a taina alone going to be poter me? Maybe not, or maybe yes. Okay, but I'm not a mazik, or I didn't do a ma'isa hezek. Similarly, now whatever you're going to say about a balabai, so we had this with Chovel, right? That was the question that you were asking, right? This question, you know, has a particular, again, both the taina part, this is what makes it difficult, both the taina perspective, right, and the, you know, hizaktas atzmacha, or and ein kan maisa hezek perspective, obviously, is a lot stronger in Rishus HaMazik than anywhere else. Right? And you can be mechalek, you know, between that and Rishus HaRabin and Rishus Shnehem and Rishus She'eno Shel Shnehem. It also is reasonable to think that you should be mechalek between different mechayvim of Nezek. Right? We talked about it in terms of Adam HaChovel perhaps being different than Adam HaMazik, either in terms of the Mechayev or in terms of the Hagdara. And what about for other things? Right? What about Karen versus Shein Varego? Or maybe the, you know, Rishus you know, mazik, you know, is or you know is one thing, and rishus nizak, you know, is maybe there's no tam, everything is a muad. Okay, so we're not going to talk about all of them now. I'm just trying to point out that this is a, there are really two issues. One is the impact of venue. One could have said has zero impact. The objective, you know, action is always koveya, and venue is just always about these other two things. If it does have impact, either in terms of level of shmira or especially even in terms of ma'isa hezek, I'm suggesting that A, you know, which venue could play a role, and also which mazik or mechayev of mazik. Nizke Mamon versus Adam. Adam Achovel, Adam Amazik, right? And different Nizke Mamon. Okay. So having said that, let's just move quickly to talk briefly about, you know, Shane Varegel. And we may have to revisit it because I don't think we can do all of it right now. Right. Shane Varegel is Pater B'Shus Arab. So that is just a great opening for us, right? Guess what of it. So it comes up where?
On Chafal Amud Beis.
Okay, it comes up on Chafal Amud Beis based on a pasuk.
Right, based on a pasuk.
What's a pasuk?
Ubir b'steyacher.
Ubir b'steyacher v'lo b'rishus
harab.
Right. Okay, and Rashi quotes that where? Earlier.
On the Chafal
or Hamud Beis.
Right.
Is it Hamud Beis?
Yud-Dalad.
Where? Dalad already?
Yud-Dalad?
No,
I think it's on Dalad and
Yud-Tes. Oh, I thought he has it on Hamad. I thought it was on Hamad Beis when telling Hilchos Seir.
Yeah.
No, Hamad Beis. Yeah, Rashi here on Hilchos Seir says quotes the pasuk of the Gemara in Chavala for Hamad Beis. Yeah, lepotam b'shus harabim v'sivu bir b'sada acher d'lochiv anelu b'shus hanizak. Right, so it's interesting also the way they say it. Then that technically it's true. The loychiv and alibrishus anizak, you're not chayv brishus amazik, you're not chayv brishus aradin. Right, but it makes you think a little bit. The loychiv on maybe the whole shein v'regel, you know, is a chiddush and ain't a chabalah chidusha. It's only brishus anizak. Maybe it's a patur brishus aradin, and just sort of from a mentality point of view, or it's a chiyuv only brishus anizak. Right, a little bit, that should depend on how you've been looking at Shane Varenga. If you think Shane Varenga is a natural, you know, mazik, you know, due to lack of shmira or you know, mamoncha shehizik or tziruf to the maisa hezik, etc., etc. Right, so then your, you know, then your default stance is going to be, why should I even be Pater B'Shus Harab? Right? And you might end up saying it's a taina, it's a ketur, there's a kasuv, or maybe we'll reevaluate and find some substantive reason, notwithstanding this perspective, to, you know, to explain it. But if you think that Shane Varegel, right, unlike Karen and some of the others, right, is the most innocuous of the mazikim, you know, the less oriented towards Maisa Hezek, or even being chayev in a certain way, because it's Rogil, Urche, right? It's just the animal, just, you know, being an animal. Man is allowed to have animal in society, and there are consequences to that. I don't mean in a, like, a, it's not a, you know, like an implicit social compact. You know, I'm saying more than that. He has an innate right, an inherent right, you know, to have animals. And that's not considered hezek. It's just not considered hezek. So then what you might say is that the onus is in the other direction. Namely, that Dafke Rishus Ani, I have a right to have animals, but I don't have the right to bring them to your Rishus. Right? So there it's a Maisa Hezek. Only in Rishus Anizak it's a Maisa Hezek. Or only in Rishus Anizak is there a Taina, like, what do you bring your animals into my, you know, property for? Right? Okay. So, I'm just pointing out that even when you start with the pasuk, "Kabir v'sada acher v'lo b'rishus anizak," there are still two ways to look at it. One is the burden is to explain the Ptur B'Shus HaRab, and the other is to explain the Chiyu B'Shus HaNizak, or to say that's the divine equal in terms of Choser Shmira or the other things. We'll leave them at that for the moment. Yeah? Gershon David? You agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So let's continue. Let's go a little further. We already know from Hayomid Beis and Hilchoseim that there are those who think that all Hilchoseim are Xeris HaKasus, getting back to Rebelvo in the beginning of the year, right? Including Shein Varego B'Shus HaRavin. And we'll discuss it in a minute regarding the riff for the rush and so on. Do we have another couple minutes? Are people like in a hurry? We have another 10 minutes? Yeah? Shua says good. Yeah. Isaac? Yeah? Yeah. Okay. So, okay, let's try to finish this part at least. So,
the only thing is that there's a class in here at 3.
Oh, there is. Can we dive in Mincha down the hall?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and everybody who has to go will go, but I just want to try to get this in because it's our last opportunity. So let me just get this part in at least. Again, Rav Elbel thought everything was, Xeris HaKasuv. And that's why, told the same, doing Chazara, right? Told the same, Lav Kiyotze Behem means you get the, the Tzad HaShaveh without the details. Because it's not a logical thing. That's true for Shus HaRavim as well. Right? Or, on the other hand, we've tried to make a strong, showing for the view that the different Nizkei Mammon are different Mechayvim, and that even some of the Peturim are logical. Even Kalim Bebor, we're suggesting a good explanation for, right? Maybe something similar for Tam Beish, we have to get to it, right? Certainly the difference between Tam and Muad in Karen could be very logical, as we've discussed. Doesn't have to be Xeris HaKasuv. Bor Adam, Bor Kalim, Bor Para, right? So it's an open question at minimum. Either way, Rashi doesn't help us much because Rashi is basically just quoting the Pasuk. We just don't know in Rashi whether the Pasuk is Megale, and we also don't even know, again, whether the default is the Nizak, Rishus HaNizak, or Rishus HaRavim issue. But we do have, as we know, the Rif. Okay, so what does the Rif tell us?
The Rif on Aleph on the base is that it's considered Orchai, that is the
Torah Shisram.
Orchai.
Oh. So, what does that sound like? So, number one, it sounds like a Svara, even though there is a Pasuk.
Right.
And number two, it sounds like a pretty basic Svara, right? Urche. What does Rambam say?
So, the Rambam says something similar to this. It's in Nizkei Mammon Aleph Tes.
Correct. Excellent. Sounds a lot like the Rif.
Yeah. It sounds like that Mazik has some sort of right for his animals to push us around. That it's based on the rights of.
Yeah, who has a language? You have language?
Yeah.
Okay, because he adds one thing that the Rif doesn't have, right?
Yeah. Ezekiel, Rosh Hashanah, Shana Shoshnam, Lola, Majibo, the Nizabo, the Prisheshki Shoshnam, Brahi, Mukhas, the Lion, 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 the
Yeshlo Rishus, that's what he adds, that the Rif doesn't say. I'm not saying the Rif disagrees. He says Yeshlo Rishus to bring them,
right.
And it's Dera Chilukha.
Right.
Okay. So that is the Rambam's addition to the Rif. Yesh Rishus and Dera Chilukha. What about the Rush?
Right. So the Rush seems to be saying something differently, that it's more alts. Than it is like
Rishus. Excellent. The Rush quotes the Rif, right? And he did in Lav, in Kiyotze, Lav Kiyotze Bahen, right? He adds words. That's why it's always, you have to go back to the Rif. So you have it there?
Not yet.
And he makes it sound how? More technical.
Right. More than just.
We're not 100% sure that that's the case, but I think it's the case. Number one, more technical, and at minimum, what?
At minimum, for...
Because in the Rif, let me say it this way. In the Rif, it sounds... In the Rif and the Rambam, right? It sounds like this is a to me. You know, it sounds like, probably doesn't take much for things to sound this way to me. It sounds like this is a hagdar. Correct? You agree? In urche v'kav. And therefore, that's, to me, I'm I'll tell you right now, because we have to save time. I think the Rambam and the Riff are basically saying, it's not mazik. Nezek happens, right? But this is just, you know, animals, you know, in society, you know, things will happen. There's no ma'isa hezek. Rishus harav. And the Rambam's adding urche, also saying urche, you know, and you have the right to have them on rishus harav. If you didn't have the right to have them, then the fact that it was urche would not eliminate the factor of ma'isa hezek. Right? But if you're allowed to bring them there, and it's urche, so there's no ma'isa. However, the rush completely redid the riff. Go ahead.
Yeah, he said, Timioli, Mahatua, the first time at the Bikiri Mishon, the Orhaihu, Hakhaksib, Ubiyasa.
Number one, so let's take it one at a time. First, he quotes the riff. What is he, again, how does he quote the riff? That's when he quotes it correctly or not?
Yeah, he says, the Shane, the Regal, the Turing, versus the Orhaihu.
Okay, that's a quote of the riff. Right. Keep going. Oh, so number one, that is a very fascinating question, right? And it's, again, a meta-halachic issue, right? Namely, there is a Xeris HaKasim, and that is mutually exclusive with the Riff's, you know, description, or maybe even explanation is the wrong word. We'll get that in a second. Depiction of it? Right?
Right.
And is this a statement of the rush in general? And again, this is like a, oh, there he is. Now we can see him better. It's good. Right? So this is like his hakel, as I said, the hakel moment. So but this is a question in Derech HaLimud often. Like, you could go to a shir, and then, like, you know, people hear some perspective, and then the Talmud raises his hand, and he says, hey, what are you talking about? It's Xeris HaKasuv. I get this all the time. Right? Or you can go to a shir, and the guy can say, you know, it's Xeris HaKasuv, and this is what it is. And the guy says, like, you know, but the Xeris HaKasuv has to stand for something, doesn't it? I mean, what does it tell us about the halakha? Can't say, oh, it's Xeris HaKasuv, but otherwise it would be da 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 da. So the otherwise is the default, and this is the Xeris HaKasuv because otherwise you need Xeris HaKasuv. Right? So which of those are meta halachic, you know, perspectives are correct? The truth is, you'll find a lot of inconsistency, you know, within Dark Elimut on this question. In the world of Brisk, for sure. It's not a Monday. It is Monday. It's Monday. in the world of Brisk, for sure, you'll find a lot of inconsistency. And like, you'll find, you know, Reb Chaim, Reb Belvel, the Rav, Reb Moshe, the children of Rav. You'll find that sometimes they'll say, oh, you know, this is the thing. As for that, that's Xeris HaKasuv. Or even better, like I said a second ago. It's Xeris HaKasuv. You need Xeris HaKasuv because clearly the opposite perspective applies. And sometimes you'll find exactly the opposite. Okay? You'll probably have to use your instinct. Probably there's no single, you know, simple. I once, again, the Chassam Sofer in his Perush al Torah, I've seen a few places, Torah's Moshe, where he relates to this question, where he says, like somebody wrote him a letter, this and that, and they said, like, you know, but it's Xeris HaKasuv. And like, he rails against it. Like, he says, what do you mean it's Xeris HaKasuv? It's Xeris HaKasuv, but we need to understand what it means. Okay, and I can't tell you that the Chassam Sofer himself never just throws up his hands and says, Xeris HaKasuv, because I'm not that big a mumche in his work. But I'm saying this is an interesting question. But the more you're convinced, let's say, that the logic, let's say, is questionable, or not obvious, or not fundamental, probably the more appealing it would be for you to say, well, this is just Xeris HaKasuv. Right. So the point here, the pilpula karifta on the rush, we'll see in a moment, it's exacerbated a little bit more, but the Pupul Harifta here says that you know, what is this, Darshin and Talmud to Kra? Okay. It's exacerbated because he also thinks that there's a Psak issue, which is against the Gemara, which we'll get to in a second. Okay. Keep going. So that's a very fascinating question in general, and here specifically, it may be token, in addition to the meta question, the objective one, that we're dealing with a situation where the svara, like, is technical or questionable. The more you think it's, oh, this is what the Torah is megala. You might say, oh, you need to exert some hustle because we wouldn't have, no, we could have taken a different approach to this. It's megala this. It's not the exception that proves the other rule, it's the It endorses or confirms the rule. Okay, keep going. Now, what does the Rosh himself say? This might be what sheds light on it.
So
I'm guessing. This is my speculation. But go ahead. In terms of that connection, go ahead. So now what the Rush did with the riff is he turned it, in my opinion, he didn't think so obviously, he turned it 180 degrees around. I think that the riff and the Rambam are saying that given the nature of Shein Beregel, Urche, there's no geder of, and Rambam adding Rishus to be there, there's no Hagdara of Maisa Hezek. You know, or Choser Shmir, or whatever it is. Let's assume Maisa Hezek for the moment. But again, even if it's Choser Shmir, it's Choser Shmir on a Hezek that occurs. It's not called Mehezek. Right? The Rush made the whole thing into a Shmira issue, but not an objective Shmira issue. Right? A kind of a policy Shmira issue, correct? Namely, Nebuch, what can we do? Do you have a line again? One more time? He doesn't say that and you're not obligated to do the Shemira. He said Yefshar. Now it does remind us a little bit of a Gemara. Which Gemara? Excellent. The Kishkisha. Exactly. Where the Gemara says, what are you going to do? Like, you know, what do you want the guy to do? Right? But there, I'm not sure whether that's a technicality. Or that's a way of saying that isn't, you know, he doesn't have to do anything, or you can't. What do you expect him to? Because this is walking in Rishus Haravim for this animal, right? The Rush, I think, is informed by that, but I think that the Rush really understands this as a kind of an exception to the rule. My suggestion from before was, if that's how he understands the Rif, then maybe, you know, saying it's Exeris Akasuv is equal or better. But if he understood that the Gzeres HaKosuv teaches you this halacha, namely that to be magdir something as a Maisa Hezek depends also on where it is, you know, maybe he would have been more open to it. Okay. Either way, keep going. What else does the Rosh say?
Then
he has his nafka mina.
Right.
Go ahead. Let me add. And that's why his contrast to Karen, because again, for the Rambam and the Rif, in my opinion, don't really need to work so hard to explain Karen. Karen is Kavanas Elazik. It is. It's by definition a Maisa Hezek. How does the Rush explain the difference? Which proves to me also that it is more of a technicality. Diade Gavru. Right? Meaning this, the he can't, you know, he's walking around with a lion. So, you know, he has to go the extra mile. The lion is proven to be, not a lion, that would be more than clear. I guess he's walking around with this killer Bessie. Correct? So once again, the way that you contrast to Karen for the Rush is Choser Shmira, but it's not a Choser Shmira even as the Mechayev. It's Choser Shmira issue of a policy, Yefshar, kind of. Right? Oh, so then comes the Nafkamina. Go ahead.
Nafkamina, Muna Mitzasa Rishis Rabin, Mitzasa Rishis Yachid, Vidar Salah Rishis Rabin, Vishabra Rishis Yachid Kielim, Kimachit Darkalio, Vidro Salah, Shiturin.
Oh. What's that?
So if you have some sort of like toll or
you do something in Rishus HaRabim, very innocent, but the impact is felt in Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
So the answer is, if the Rif is right, he's saying like this: if it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, right? So then you're Potter Rishus HaRabim and you're Chayim Rishus HaYachid. But if it's based on logic, then the logic applies, especially according to his logic, which is that the logic has to do, A, with whether you're obligated to Shmira, and not only the obligation to Shmira itself is a policy issue. So that depends on the moment when you did what you did. If you're walking in Rishus HaRabim in a normal way, you know, what you happen to bump into is irrelevant. Right? So you bumped into a board, right? And there's any different in the way that you walk in Rishus HaRabim policy wise or Mechayev wise, whether it's a long board or a short board, that's the result. Correct? Oh. So for that, then he goes on. One more, sorry. Yeah? One more line. What is that?
Is that by Saros?
Yes. So that's the Gemara, and you test some at Aleph.
Right.
Gemara says in your testament Aleph that if you do a netiza or whatever it is in Rishus HaRabim and the thing kicks off into Rishus HaYachid, so there's 2 days in the Gemara whether there's no Hanach, how can there be a Hanach if there's no Akira? And then the Gemara seems to say, no, we don't paskin that way, you're Chayiv.
Right.
Oh. So the Rush says, well, the board case can't be Potur if the netiza, the Tzroros case, is Chayiv. Correct? Oh. So what did the Nosei Kelim say about that? You see? The Shulti Giborim on the Rif is bothered by this. He says, oh! And the Pula Charifta mentions it.
Right.
He says, the, what does he say?
I think he says that it's the Rif Lushinkasa that clues out that.
The Rif left out the conclusion on your test, Samad Aleph, right? That the Tiza Rishus HaRabim, you know, that kicks over into Rishus HaYachid is Chayiv. Lishitaso. That's when the Papula Charifta gets a little excited. He says, I don't understand. It's a Darshina Tamba Dekra to begin with, and it's Darshina Tamba Dekra with a psak against an explicit Gemara, where it's pretty clear that's where the Gemara goes. Right? Oh. So what's going on? What is the Rambam Paskin about the Sugin Yatafya test? He passes that you're chayiv, even though he seems to hold like the Rif.
Right.
Oh. So, and what is the Rivash that he's talking about? That's the Rivash on Vav Amud Aleph. That's the Re in Tosis on Vav Amud Aleph. Right, where he says that what? That we paskin on your test. That's what the, right? Okay. What about the board case? Does Tosis say anything about the board case on Vav Amud Aleph? You have a line on Vav Amud Aleph?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to... Can we just like take 5 more minutes in the other? Is there room down the hall? Where we're going to have mincha?
Yeah,
so I just want to finish 5 more because there's a class here, 3.
I think so.
Yeah, is there a way to know?
Let me check.
Maybe send. I would say send Effie to check, but I don't want him to. You know, why should he miss the, the punchline? Right, that wouldn't be fair. Right? I see he's taking it in. But like 20 years from now, I'm going to hold him responsible for this. You're Sasha. Right? He's looking a little skeptical, like, not so sure these cases are the same. He's right. He's like a step ahead. What?
Exactly.
We can do that. Yeah, I hear that. It's more like like magic than chol.
So let's keep talking. It seems like people are not collecting outside.
What?
It seems like people are not outside for the class.
Okay, let's keep an eye because I don't want if they have rights to class, you know, then we'll be happy to go. So just give me. I'm gonna. Yeah, whoever has to go. I wish you a lot of hatzlach on the thing. I'm just going to take 5 more minutes really, just to finish up this point. I think it's really important. So the Tosa says what? Tosa doesn't say anything about the board.
No.
So the Rush assumes that the board and the Tsoros are identical.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
And the... Okay. By and the Shulta Giborim also, you know, probably assumes
right.
that. But, okay. Are they identical? Well, the answer is from the perspective... We'll try to finish up. From the perspective of the Rush, they're identical. Because for the Rush, the whole thing is a policy decision. What is there any difference for the Rush if you're walking legitimately in Rishus Arabim, you know, with your shor, and he steps on something and it flies into Rishus Ayachid, you know, and it damages something in Rishus Ayachid, or if there's a board that's sitting in Rishus Arabim and you kick it and it knocks you know and extends to Rishus Ayachid, and from a shmira point of view, either in terms of the Mechayib of Choser Shmira or in terms of frankly. Or in terms of the Rush, which I think is a policy decision on Shmira. Like, we're not going to afford, that's like, you know, we're not going to impose that on you. No difference. However, here's the point I want to leave you with. If we're talking about Maisa Hezek, not Choser Shmira as a Mechayim, and not the policy of the Rush, is there a difference, is there potentially a difference between the board case and the Netiza case?
Yes.
Yes. How so?
By,
I would say two.
There's by Tsaros, this is Koko and it's not Rufo. You can say that he goes based after like the Shas of the Koach. So since the Koach happens in the Rishas Hayafid, and like the Chiv is like Mukher in the Rishas Hayafid, so it's Chayav. But by the case of the board, it's just the case of Gufo. So Gufo happens in the Rishas Hayafid, Rabin. So you can say that it makes it happen in the Rishas Rabin, that's why.
I mean, what you're saying is, if I understand it correctly, in the board case, that there's a Rishus Hayachid consequence, but it's one Maisa.
Right.
And the Maisa is actually a Maisa Rishus Harabim.
Right.
And in the Netiza case, you have a Maisa Rishus Harabim, which creates a Maisa and Rishus Hayachid. Okay. So actually, the Amshel Shlomo, which they quote, the Bach and the Amshel Shlomo, again, the Mepharshim on the Rush quote it, they say, we don't think that the board case... And the Netiza case are the same, right? Maybe you could say the Netiza case is actually going to be how does this go? The Netiza case is going to be Chayev, right? And the board case is still going to be Potter. Against what the Rush thinks, correct? So if you look at the Amshel Shlomo, he says because it's Netiza, it's not Koko, as you say, it's also not Urche. He really put emphasis more. I think what you say is correct too. He says it's not Urche, right? But and therefore, you're going to be, you know, Chayev. But you're allowed Urche b'Rishus Harabim. You're not Chayev for the non Urche if it damages b'Rishus Harabim. That's what he says. But what I would say, which I think is what you're saying, is a little bit out here. I would say you could be mechalik in either directions. In either direction. Meaning, the Netiza, the board case, could either be looked at as, I think, number one, it's Gufo, is what you say. There are two things that happen here. Now, you could look at it as a Maisa versus a Rabban with an impact on Rishus Hayachid. Or you could say, well, the board is in both places, right? And therefore, it's a Maisa B'Rishus Rabim and a Maisa B'Rishus Hayachid at the same time. Right? The Netiza is easily explained as two things, in addition to the quality of the first thing, which is what the Amshel Shlomo is saying. So if you ask me, but let me say it this way. If you were talking about a policy question, or you were talking about Chisaron Shmira, then I think the by the way, what does the Rush himself say in the second paragraph? Did you see that? The Rush in base faith. Let's we'll finish with this. I'll just sum up. But the Rush in parag base asks the question: how come we don't go basar mi'ikara, which we do in Nezikin generally? Here, it's a good line that he has. So he says, "Oh, this is base through maskal hoysam halachas yud tesam and aleph." Umaskinim de tiza b'rishus harabim de zika b'rishus hayachid chay. Afagav Degabe Dorsal Akleven is Galga Lamakamacha Vinishbar Sikna Lael Karava de Basar Mikara Zlinan. Hachalo Zlinan Basar Mikara. El Akar Hamakom Shanasibo Anezek. The Gully Krah Beregel Ubir Besodacher. Vabir Haya Bechatzar Anizak. Why don't you say Zlinan Basar Mikara? Says the Rush. Because it's a Basar. The Rush in the second parak, because of the Gemara, the Rabbi Yitzchak that he quotes, which he thinks is against the Rif's conclusion, thinks it's Xeris HaKasuv, it's not a Svara. Therefore, if it's Xeris HaKasuv, it depends where the Chepsa Shel Nezek is, not where the Maisa Hezek is. But that's, I think, L'shitaso, that if you're talking about the Maisa Hezek, for him, you're talking about the moment of Choser Shmira, and even that isn't the Mechayev, it's a policy question. So there's no difference between a board and a tiza. It's just you were doing things that you were allowed to do in Rosh Hashanah Rabin from a policy point of view. But once you say that the koveya, there's a din, then that is that the venue matters when it comes to a baisa hezek. So if it's yesh reshus liyo shem and it's urchei, that's not a baisa hezek. That's not a baisa hezek Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So that doesn't mean it's not a baisa hezek Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You could say about both cases, if you want, that they'd be chayiv. Or, if you wanted to be mechalek in either direction, I think you'd have a strong argument. Because you just have to figure out whether or not a long board, right, as opposed to hitting something here and it going over there, which one of these is two maisim, albeit one pa'ula, use my expressions, and which one is one maisa with two consequences. Okay, so just to sum up, the Bach and the Amshel Shlomo, the Rajba's Mechalek, right? Everybody, the Rajba and Vav Min Aleph. You have another? You saw it? I think I gave it. No.
The Rajba on Yud Tes.
Also.
It says like the rush of it.
Oh, that I remember. I have to look at that. But let me just check. I think I wrote down. I think the. Anybody have the Rajba Vava Manala? Okay, that was Shlomo's Mechalek. The Bach is Mechalek. The Rush assumes that they're identical and therefore ends up rejecting both, and again he explains Gzeres HaKasuv, goes back to Gzeres HaKasuv. I'm suggesting for the Rif of the Rambam that what they say about Yotes does not in any way compromise their Svara, and because for them the Svara isn't Koser Shmira, right? Not as a policy, not as a Mechayim, it's about Maisa Hezek, and because of that, I think that all bets are off in terms of this question. The tour in and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Pei Tes Paskin in the board case that you are Chayiv. Yeah, and that's how the Rajva Paskins as well. Let me say it that way. Okay. Anyways, the once again, what I'm trying to suggest is that the Rif and the Rambam hold that the Hagdara of Maisa Hezek itself is dependent upon some of these subtle elements. Now, what we'll say about Shein Varegel, Urche, Rishus, Birshus Harabim is not necessarily what we will say in some of the other cases, Rishus HaMazik, Rishus HaNizak, you know, whether it's the possibility of, you know, again, you have almost the opposite, right? That there's no tam, you know, Bershus HaNizak, that possibility. But at least the Yisod, whether it's an Adam HaMazik, Adam HaChovel, Shein Varegel, Bershus HaRabin, you might be Mechalek, and you might be Mechalek in the venues, and you might be Mechalek in the Niskemamo. But in the end of the day, the question of this not just either being Xeris HaKasuv or a question of policy or Taina, like an extraneous issue, but being part of the Hagdara, that subtle Hagdara, what pushes something into the being a Maisa Hezek, or in some cases a Choser Shmira, right, as opposed to a Nezek that Nebuch happened, but that no one is responsible for, that subtle line is something which you could use this as a paradigm for. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then after the break, we'll pick up with, I want to Aish, and again, clean up a few smaller things between base and bub, including Rav Kli and Rav Osher. We'll try to do that very, very quickly, and then move on to the next part of this parak, and then widen some of the other, including Tsroros and Yusham, Yucham, some of the big topics that we saw.